All right. So, wow. You like that bonefish, eh? Eh? Is that for Mother's Day? Is that how much you care about your mom? Here's some gift cards. Sorry, John's mom. Or is that for your wife? They're for your wife. Oh
No,
my
no,
God.
no, no,
Jeez,
no,
John, you're so freaking cheap. Even though it's a $50 one. Oh, honey, we can go here for dinner. For Mother's Day, the worst day of the year to go to a restaurant.
No, it was from my pack for 3 years as cup master.
Boys? Oh, are
Because,
you gone?
yep, I'm no longer cup master.
Because you want to be no longer there?
A couple of reasons. One is that the main one is that
Those Pinewood Derbies. Were you caught in a scam for Pinewood Derbies? So was it the Pinewood
no. It was
Derby?
my son is graduating from Cub Scouts next year, halfway through next year, so I didn't want to be on the hook for another year.
Oh, okay.
Plus, there's a really cool dude who's taking it over. He's probably going to be way better cup master
Oh.
than I am.
Are you going to have a bromance now? Going to want to hang out with that guy because he's cool. Cooler than you.
Okay, no, he's going to be a good cub master. That can tell you something right there.
I don't know if I want to know.
And my
Anyway,
forehead's
it would
big.
be good
Where's
if
the
you got
powder?
caught in some sort of Pinewood Derby sting. That you were betting against, you were weighting the little Pinewood toy down or something. That would have been better.
Sure.
FBI. Jeez. Did you so okay, so as a cub master, did you have to like learn stuff? Learning stuff? Did you have to learn stuff?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Or did you know this beforehand? Or did you cram like before you had a meeting and say, hey, we're gonna whittle today with knives? And then it'll turn into Fight Club, kids.
The Cub Master.
That's how I would run
The
scouts.
Cub Master is more of a ceremonial thing, more of a MC type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you're like, I don't want to say hands-on. Nobody wants to hear that, but
Well, you are in a sense that you plan some of the meetings and you head up the camping trips and whatnot, but the most of the work is done by the den leaders, to be honest with you. They're the ones that get to teach the boys how to whittle and things like that.
Really? I didn't
They
know.
only in, my job is to make sure they're on target. I'm just sort of the
And
figurehead.
make
I'm
sure
like,
when you build the escape tunnel, it goes straight and there's enough air for the little kids to go, when they're trying to escape.
I'm like the Queen of England. I'm just a figurehead.
Oh.
Actually, I'm a lot more than that, but.
Okay. I didn't know there was such a. I thought everybody was showing. So what did you do? Oh my God, you were the guy that just drank coffee in the back and say, "Yeah, kids, just
No,
go.
no,
Don't
no, no, no.
hurt yourself."
Absolutely not. That is not what happened.
Oh, okay, so you drink decaf and hang out in the back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Scott's here.
Hi.
Scott doesn't know how to use his microphone.
Scott, sit up straight. You look trollish. There you go. Very nice.
How's
Your
that?
great your grand you're
Try moving
sounding
your microphone
echoey.
towards you.
Your mic is not going through
Your
whatever.
mic is up in
Hold
the
on.
air.
Hold on. Give me a
My God,
second.
he's giving us a finger. Wait. You can turn. All
Yay.
right, you're getting.
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm hearing ambience.
That is probably my, it's like a TV.
Yeah, but it's
That,
echoey-ish.
yeah, that's probably grandmama watching TV.
All
I
right.
closed the door, but I don't know what else to do here.
Do you got blankets?
Not readily available.
Should put a blanket over your entire system and you hiding under it. I have a show. I have a art walk tomorrow. I actually did some
Cool.
artwork. So, how are you?
I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah, we're getting the next show started. So have we had the I was going to ask him if we've had the traditional children sticking up on them yet.
No, I haven't seen any. Mm-hmm. One day those kids are going to raid that liquor wall.
You're assuming they already haven't.
What? Well,
they probably already have.
I bet you there's one of those like real estate padlocks on that door.
Or maybe little marks to show where the level should be.
Oh yeah.
Now, just enough that, you know, so the kids won't notice that, you know.
If you just take a sip, Daddy will not notice. Oh no. You know what they do? They know how to use the dry erase. It's like and just re-erase it.
There you go.
Look, the funny thing is he doesn't even, I don't think
hell?
He hears us.
I hear
That's
you.
The funny thing. Do you hear us?
Yes.
No. Oh. Oops. So do you have one of those real estate padlocks on your door?
No. Why would I have a real, am I selling my house? Am I not aware of
well,
that?
Well, because your kids will get into your liquor wall.
Oh, you mean on, no, that's not even a locking door.
Oh my God. Hey, Sally, should we get a nightcap? Because that's upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, John, I have to ask. So, John, okay, you have to go pee. It's like 3 a.m. Have you ever stopped by and picked up a drink to take back to bed?
See, that's one of the things Rox will teach you is when someone asks you a question, answer it quickly. Because hesitation, you die.
Yeah, gotcha. See, and you think this hangout thing's great. I can catch you. Jason Service joined this video call. There he is.
The man refuses to put on a camera.
Because he's naked, I'll bet. Are you naked, Service? I mean, we only see from the chest up, so.
Yeah.
No, I just got a camera, actually. I just haven't haven't installed it. I just got one last week, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that your excuse every time?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever given an excuse.
He doesn't want his illegal activities.
You know what? Actually, no. I'll bet anything. This is an excuse he used to use for Dr. Jen for years before they got married. No, Dr. Jen, I haven't installed it yet. Right?
What's wrong with phone sex?
Nothing.
See? I'm just old-fashioned that way.
We have the technology, man.
Oh, yeah.
But
to go full video.
Yes. For some people, Scott. For some people. I mean, look, Scott, I mean, your setup is kind of like it could be prison or something.
It leaves a mystery. You don't know what's going on.
So, I don't know. Do you chat roulette, Scott?
No.
Oh. John's got old man glasses on. At least mine look like kind of Doctor Who-like.
Which is sort of old man, so great.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Yes. Yeah. I had to get a pair of that because I have to have transitions. And you know what? My eye doctor did not figure into computer usage, so I had to take them off.
So
it's like,
but
I could look in my purse out in the sunlight. It's like, well, what happens when you need to look in your purse? I'm like, well, I don't need to look in my purse. Well, you will. You'll need to be able to see. It's like, but I need them to use for a computer. This is useless.
I'm totally serious when I ask this. Do you carry a purse?
I have that adventure bag.
Okay, yeah. See, because I'm thinking back and I'm like, I don't think Rox carries a purse.
No.
What the hell is she talking about?
It's an adventure bag. That's what
I call it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can – that – I could see, sure.
Yeah.
But like a purse, no.
No.
You're not the
No, because here's the thing. I never understand. I do. I have two purses, too. And I always, okay, I go places and I forget crap all the time. Ask Widge. I leave mugs at their house. They have to ship to me. I leave crap over at my therapist. She's like, hey, you forgot something. You're going to be knocking on the door. Okay. I left stuff over at a printing shop. Yeah. So I can't see having, you know, where there's the big John knows this, or Dr. Jen knows this, when you have like, oh, I'll take the going out tonight purse, the little purse. So you dump as much crap into it, and then you're going to forget something. You're always going to forget something.
I love the fact that John would know, or my wife would know, because they're essentially the same.
Well, yeah.
How many people is John attached to?
Huh?
He's attached
Everybody
to his wife.
Loves John.
He's attached to service. He's attached to Lee.
Okay.
Good God, man. How do you keep – how do you, what's your stamina look like?
Everybody loves John.
Yes.
Oh, is the soundboard up and running?
Yes.
Okay.
Scott answers himself.
Mm-hmm.
Pussy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh. So it's like a where's the Widgelet?
Widgelet.
Where's Widgelet?
Well, we still got a couple minutes, I guess.
No, we don't. We need to be prompt. Because there's only so many hours in this hangout thing, and I think the time is is it unlimited amount of time, John?
Because
half-ass engineer.
Because we're verified, it is 8 hours.
What do you mean we're verified?
You can have up to an 8-hour video call. Then you have to restart the video call.
What if you're not verified?
Then it's 15 minutes.
Shit.
Really? No shit. Wow.
How do you verify?
Oh, it's just the existence that you've been around long enough. And since Need Coffee's had an account for long enough that they...
We're special. Yep. So, service, if I'm in you're in Portland, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm in Portland and JJ kicks me out, can I, like, hang out on your sofa?
When are we talking about? Do you have dates yet?
I'm thinking I'll be on the West Coast at the beginning of July-ish.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. I'll double check with the boss, but yeah. I mean, I don't think there would be a problem with that. My parents are coming at the end of this month, so I was like, oh, that might be a little bit tight, but no, uh-huh. I think July would be fine.
Okay, cool beans.
Hey, Woods just texted me. I told him I was going to be a little bit late. He wrote back, no worries just now. So maybe he's joining.
And he's joining.
Okay.
I have a show this week.
What's that
so
show?
I got a lot of photography done this week.
Cool.
It's only Tuesday. That's what therapy does for you. It helps you out.
That's right. Yes, it does.
I've actually almost felt like myself. It's kind of funny. I had a session today, and I'm like, you know, I feel almost pretty good.
So, sir, if you can join in about an hour, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I said I'd be able to join in about an hour about a half hour ago.
All right. So we'll see you in a half hour then.
Always build in a little safety.
Always do that. You don't want to rob somebody of their time.
It's true.
A rabbi said that. Always take a book with you because you don't want to rob somebody of their time. So, I'm reading. I don't want to rob John of his time.
Weekend justice, where things get done, but not
That's
weekend
right.
justice.
That's right. I'm signing my pictures. Scott, what are you doing? Scott, sit up. Your grandmother will thank me.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
So, Scott, what are you doing? What are you doing now?
I'm checking my email.
In general. Like,
well,
are you going to school? What are you doing?
I'm actually taking an online course to get a Microsoft certification.
To do what?
Be Microsoft certified?
No, to develop.
Why don't you be a beautician?
No.
Why not?
Because
you're already
be that much of a stereotype. That's why.
I wasn't gonna say.
You.
You said it for me.
Yeah. So it's to develop Windows applications.
Okay. Like, do you know how to do that?
Well, I kind of already do, but if you have like.
What have you made?
Well, I made a when I worked for Highway Safety, I made their driver's license application. And then when I was doing the stuff with children families, I was helping them with their application
to We'll help you with your children.
Well, this was actually the application they used to grade child care facilities.
Okay.
So that's the thing they enter in. Okay, are the children clean?
Did they apply for a patent or anything?
It doesn't no, because it's not – I think how to say this. It's the basic technology is Microsoft's.
Did they give you a certificate that you did this?
No, I mean if they call, they'll – you know, it's a reference, so they'll say.
I'm trying to help you out here, Scott.
Yeah, no. I know. But – yeah, it's just, you know, getting the certificate from Microsoft saying that he knows how to do this is like Microsoft saying he's good.
So, okay, then, all right, do you have anything in the pipeline that you want to make? Like how to siphon funds from one account to another halfway across the world. All right, just checking.
Don't forget we're recording.
Wait, she then starts writing something down. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, you know. Okay, so will you get a job?
With this, it'll definitely put me, I believe, ahead of most people applying because most people don't usually try to get and make a Microsoft certification.
Oh, okay. So are you looking at a place to get a job?
Yes, I've been looking here in town.
I know, but is there like a place in town that you need the certification so you can like fast track it?
Oh, no. What you do is like you do the studying. And then you go to a place here in town that does the actual testing. They sit you in a computer, and it's like an online test, and they grade you, and you either pass or fail. Which?
Okay. And then what?
And you are certified, so you'll have a little number.
Being a beautician work faster?
No, I do not want to be a cliche, damn it.
I know, we can't even take you shopping. God.
No, not all gay people know about fashion.
Couldn't you do it for us?
No.
God, Scott.
Widge, change the subject.
No. Make him become a beautician, Widge, Lit. Is he even there?
I see
his creepy spaghetti.
Yeah, I don't see him there.
I see like his big brother face, but I don't. Yeah, nothing's happening. Big Witch is watching you.
Ta-da! Wow, I'm so thrilled. Oh, John, can't hear you.
No, that's
John.
That's me.
Oh.
Because it comes from the Need Coffee account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What does Widge say? Widge?
Widge would be Widge.
John,
you'd see the face of Widge.
Jason.
Hey, Scott, why do you have to stay? I don't know if everybody knows where you're at, but why do you have to stay there?
Why do you have to stay there? He's living with his gran.
Well, no.
Rent-free.
Look, sooner, if things don't, I'm trying to say this.
Sooner or later, my grandma will kick me out of the house.
No. Probably not. I just, you know, I've been in Tallahassee for a long time, and, you know, if moving to a new city, it'd be like expands.
How much crap do you have, Scott?
Some crap, not a huge amount, but some.
So it's a no-brainer, right? You can like walk out of the house tomorrow, Scott. Giving this to you. Somebody that's had, I don't know, 13 weeks of therapy on that.
I mean, don't misunderstand me. Tallahassee is a great place, and I lived there for a lot of my life. But I just, you know, once I didn't think I'd ever want to leave Tallahassee, and I did. And it's then so I lived in Tampa and St. Pete, and I was like, yeah, this is better. I mean, it took me maybe a year to kind of get used to it, but definitely, I don't know, Tampa, St. Pete area is just a little bit more, it's certainly more metropolitan.
Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan.
Mm-hmm.
At this point right now, I'm looking for a local job. At some point, if it does not improve, I will start looking in other areas.
Yeah.
I'm just not there yet.
Yeah, we need to break this trifecta of Florida.
Done.
But if, you know, one thing I was thinking of is if one place I might move would be Atlanta, because I do know a lot of people there, so it just makes it kind of easier.
Yeah.
And Grandma would move with me because she does, you know, she doesn't want to be alone. No one wants to be alone, and she doesn't want to move with anybody else.
Sorry. She's going to move with you?
Yes, if I'll have her. You know, we work well together. And honestly, it's...
Why don't you start a crime syndicate? You and your gran. That would be better. You won't be a cliche.
You gotta understand, my grandmother has a thing about lying. She doesn't like lying. I know. But, that would not be good for a crime syndicate if she doesn't...
Here's the thing. I've played in certain role-playing games, of which I had a character that could not lie, but it would sound over the top that it'd be like, okay, we just don't believe you're telling the truth. Just saying.
So it was Cassandra from the Trojan War.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, which can you notice now?
For Wikipedia on the Trojan War.
But like I said, I'm not there yet. But I agree. I have like kind of roots here, and I have friends here and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, if the job market does not improve, you know, I will be looking at other places. We're just not there yet.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, change sucks. I have, you know, a lot of the friends that I know in the St. Pete area. St. Pete and Tampa, I would say, are just, they're a little bit more welcoming, opening, you know, just they're, I don't know.
No,
Tallahassee's good enough because it is a college town, which tends to liberalize at least some of the folks, but there's still a lot of South Georgia in Tallahassee.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I know. But
that's like really politically tight. Or how many people, like, I don't know, they just sort of they're there for a little bit and then they leave because they have to go back to their constituents and stuff.
Well, not only that, but Tallahassee has multiple universities, and when governmental sessions are out and school is out, the town is like a ghost town.
Oh, yeah.
And you can actually get a table at restaurants for lunch.
Pretty much. But when session's in and school's in, like back in the fall, Oh my God, the place is like doubles.
And don't forget school, you know, regular school, that adds to it.
I think I was there when session was out, and you're right. It's like it's 7 o'clock. It's like we're closing. Oh, it's 7 o'clock. What do you mean you're closing? It's 7 o'clock. I'm like, but it's Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird. I'll never go back.
Yeah, it's like I said. It's, you know, sooner or later, if things do not improve, we will definitely look at other areas. But at this point, I would still like something here.
Well,
because I'm lazy.
That's understandable. Change sucks. Change is difficult. So I can
know.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just asking.
Oh, no, no. Hey, I mean, that's cool. John.
Change.
What are you doing?
Change really sucks.
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Ask me.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know who's watched what, since we might as well start the ball rolling.
I finally watched Captain America.
Yay! I did too. Yay! It made me cry in the middle. Damn it.
Oh,
really? Why? What part?
Oh, you know when he was talking to Peggy. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Really? So, which brought me to somebody saying about some critics saying that they hate superhero films. I'm like, well, you know. Look, if you could add a little bit of pathos into a movie such as Captain America, good for you. However, you made me cry. But it was a good movie. I liked it. Done.
I liked it, too. I thought it was fun. The story was well-paced, I thought. It moved. It was always moving forward. Now, it wasn't always moving forward necessarily with a heck of a lot of thought, but it was fun.
It was, you know? And it was well edited too, because they fit that whole Peggy thing in without making it seem like
a drag,
and that there
or
were
just just to
a
put
clip.
Her in.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So,
it wasn't a meaningless cameo, just the same cameo.
Right. Yes.
Although I did miss the second stinger at the very end of the trailer, or at the very end of the credits.
Oh, you didn't miss much.
Yeah, I'm sure I can look it up online.
What was it? I forgot.
It's where Bucky is
Bucky.
At the Smithsonian, and he's looking at his thing, and he's sort of like,
"Well, Winter Soldier is looking at
what?
Winter Soldier."
But actually, what was funny was. The guy who plays Falcon, whose name I can't remember because I can never remember names.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Wow, Scott, I'm sure you're great on dates. What's your name again?
Will Smith?
My name's Andrew Jackson, sir.
I have a hard time thinking of Andrew Jackson as a gay man. But.
We'll just let that go.
Whatever.
What? I know.
Mark that, John. That's probably worth
What also I liked about it was where you got how he noticed little details, like in the elevator, how he picked up on those little details that, you know, they're about to ambush him.
Right.
You know, that, but it shows that it's more than him just being super strong and stuff. There is, like, you know.
Super intelligence.
I don't know about super intelligence, but you know, he's definitely he's got very good situational.
I would
awareness.
So cheat off of his test if I had to. Yeah.
He would kick your ass for doing something so deceitful.
Uh-uh, no.
Yeah, he would. He's a Boy Scout. Come on. He gave Black Widow ship for putting her
at home, and
he gave Black Widow ship for put.
I need this bee. No. I'm just looking for a bee, Cap. I'm just looking for a bee. Can I copy your test?
No, he would not do it.
Yes.
He
would.
He would. He gave Black Widow shit for putting her boots on the. What?
Okay, this is the problem with that weird video chat thing. We're not finishing sentences and stuff. So anyway, so still not working. Shit, be bar be back, whatever. So we'll still stand in for Widgelet.
Oh,
what angry thing will he say?
Has anybody been watching Mad Men?
Oh, I have.
Yes,
yes,
I am.
Let's.
I'm up to date.
Oh my God, what an alcoholic!
Well, yeah.
Well, it's Mad Men. I just finished it. No, I mean it's interesting on how. Well, you know, the funny thing is he only hit like rock bottom for like half an episode or something, and you get loser Freddy going, "Hey, man, straighten up."
Yeah, when it's yeah. Freddy.
Exactly. Like, when Freddy's together. The one telling you to clean up your act, holy shit, you got
yeah.
problems.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it worked. He finally, you know, he's like, he started typing and typing out those tags for Burger Chef.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, okay, so they get the giant mainframe computer.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as powerful as my smartphone.
I know. That's the funny thing. But I don't remember. Now, I've gone to New York ad agencies for seminars in college. And
bombings. And...
No. No, this is during college. And they didn't really – I don't remember anybody having
she didn't do any bombing
these
during
number
college.
Crunching type computers. So I don't know what the hell they're going to be using.
Were
it
you
for.
Going to college in 1969?
No, but
– okay.
You know
well,
but
that's
see, the thing is,
the
even in
thing.
The 80s, they would be like dismantling it. And you'd see where the markings are on the floor because you see – that computer is taking up that whole entire room.
Well, you may not have noticed this, but I did. They built up a floor for
I
the
saw that.
See, so maybe when you were there in the 80s, maybe they actually brought the floor back so there wouldn't be markings for you to see.
Damn them. Damn that's a massive.
Yeah, I mean is are they do are they bringing
the door's open. Oh, look at that little kid.
Oh,
geez.
Oh, wow. Take a bow, little child.
Yeah.
Take a bow.
William.
Oh, see, oh. I tried warning John.
What
I tried warning you.
What the hell?
It's
no, get back here. I want to see the mask.
Is it a Viking helmet? Or
I saw the
man?
Door opening. You should listen to me. He's not listening. You're not listening. You...
I was busy doing something else.
The weekly child terrorizing of John.
That was awesome. He didn't even, it's just like, hey, no, you know what? Because he's neglecting them. You know, he didn't really creep up on him. The door opened.
See, he's not listening to anything. It's not just us. He's not listening to anything.
I was busy filling out paperwork.
What kind of paperwork?
There's all sorts of paperwork that has to be done for Weekend Justice.
Oh, my God. Is that stuff from Doc?
Yes, he's
I didn't get any.
He's requiring me to, I don't know. I gotta file some
Food
forms.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. All right.
Read,
so
then write.
Oh my God, I hate reading. I don't want to see a movie about books. I was in a theater when somebody yelled something like that out. It's funny. All right, let's look up geek news. I actually have an area for geek news. So. Oh, okay, so what? The latest thing is the newest Star Wars Episode 7 title is something ancient evil horror badness something. Yeah.
Oh, goody. Are they still letting George?
No, I'm asking. Who knows?
It was like the ancient fear, the ancient terror, something ancient something.
Nancy
so...
Drew in the case of the ticking clock, or what is it? I haven't heard this. I honestly.
If only there
heard.
Was some. If only there was some sort of device that we could look up these things.
Ain't it cool news? Let's see. Bleeding cool. Ain't it? Where's my? Ain't it?
Look out!
Oh, no, oh my God! No way! Oh, you're so fucking kidding me, really? John, you're so pathetic. Let me.
Good night, Jordan.
One because she's gonna. You know, she's gonna stab you in your sleep, John. That one's gonna stab you in your sleep.
Good night, Jordan.
Oh, she's already gone. Good Lord.
See, I had turned away from the audio to go, I mean, from the video
all
to go
right,
look at the audio
go.
To make sure everything was okay there.
Oh, well, she snuck up too.
Yeah.
Not really. They just wander in. John's just neglectful. Okay, Star Wars Episode 7, working title is, and you didn't think I'd blow it in the headline, did you? Was the ancient fear. Star Wars Episode 7 was the ancient fear.
Working title.
And fear. Huh.
Working title.
Well, okay. Remember the last working title was The Attack of the Clones, and everyone was like, no, it can't be that. Okay, we'll live with that as a working title, and that's what had happened.
That's true. Somebody mentioned when they were talking about this, they mentioned the video of when they told Ewan McGregor at a red carpet event what the title was going to be.
And he went, oh my God, really? Isn't that what
And Nicole Kidman is like, really? And she's like holding, because she's laughing, but she covers it because she doesn't want to. And it's like, wow.
Hey, what is she doing now?
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
Let's go to IMDb and find out.
So,
next week. Is it next week or 2 weeks? 2 weeks from now, X-Men comes out?
Yeah, that looks... Really, I'm looking forward to that because I'll bet anything. This will be a film. This will be a superhero film that I won't cry through. Yes!
I don't know. You might actually see some of those characters die, like future characters die, which might make you cry.
Okay.
Might. I don't know.
I even cried in Thor. It's horrible.
Because Chris Hemsworth didn't take his shirt off, or what?
No. Oh, what part was... Oh, no, the death of his, Thor's mom.
Oh.
That was Thor's
mom. Yeah. Well, it was right after the funeral, so...
Yeah, well,
Yeah. I'm looking at it now, and I'm seeing a bunch of movies that I've never heard of, so I don't know.
Well, maybe she's just doing indie films because that's what she wants to do.
No. Here's something interesting that she's doing. Grace of Monaco.
Oh, really? She's probably been waiting that her whole life.
She is
She's probably been waiting that for her whole life, going, I want to drive the car.
And Tim Roth is Prince Rainier. Okay.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah. Tim Roth.
Yeah.
He's too skinny. Oh. He's too blondish.
Well, they can fix that.
Yeah. Look at that.
Well, okay.
Where is Widge?
I didn't see that one. I didn't see the Wikipedia.
We're not keeping you entertained, John?
I guess not. He's doing nothing. Ooh.
Well, anyway, yeah, X-Men Days of Future Earth. What is it? Days of Futures Past or Days of... Anyway,
future.
I'm looking forward to that. If for no other reason than I loved that the 2-issue comic run of X-Men back when X-Men were still probably good. I don't know. I haven't read comics in years and years, but I suspect they've all turned to shit now. So.
Yeah.
See, we're the wrong people to ask. That's where Witch would come in handy.
Godzilla starts next week. And it looks like there's
You know what the big complaint about Godzilla from Japan is?
What?
The new Godzilla?
What?
He's fat.
What was it? He's fat.
Japan is saying that the Godzilla in the new Godzilla movie, Godzilla is too fat. He's chubby.
He was a man in a suit forever and
so, but now, the one now, they see, like, the trailers and stuff, and they say he's too chubby.
Godzilla is fat. He's a fat little
Well, that was baby
Godzilla.
Fat. Godzilla. No, Godzilla is like, he's...
I gotta watch that. Monster Island.
I don't know. It would have to take a ton of reviews by people I trust coming out and saying that it's fantastic for me to go and plunk money down to see Godzilla in the theater.
Okay. It's the noise. All I like is the noise. I like the Godzilla.
Also, what's interesting is that they say from the other from the trailers is there's going to be more than just Godzilla. They may be Mothra.
I think there's like Mothra or it's got, I don't know. Mothra's a moth. Mothra never really did anything. It's got to be like Rodan or Ghidra. Ghidra. Three heads.
What Jaegers are going to come out and stop Godzilla?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. How are they going to... They've already talked about how they used to try to bomb this thing with atomic weapons. What are they going to have now to try to take this thing?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Did anyone see the Godzilla? Okay, it was Japan did a Godzilla after that horrible Matthew Broderick Godzilla. Okay. So it was like, here's Godzilla. He's stampeding. Oh, here's another monster. Okay. So Godzilla goes and kicks that ass. And it was funny. The end line was the girl's like, oh, thank you for God, you know, Godzilla for pretty much destroying our city, but you saved us from this creature. So I'm guessing it's going to follow along that line. So it'd be like, here's Godzilla kicking ass, taking names, destroying cities. Oh, but look, here's Rodan or Ghidra or Mecha Godzilla, and he will go and kick their ass because it's like, this is my planet, whatever, you can't be here, these are my little people I can stomp over, and then everybody will be thankful because this will be a franchise. That's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to have it so that you can have a franchise out of it, but I just don't know that. I don't know. There's some unique geeks that are excited about it. Luke and the unique geeks, he's really excited about it. But he's a big fan of the entire genre. So
sure.
Of course he's going to be excited about
right.
it. I mean, if you dig the genre, then yeah, you're going to
Here's a question. Bryan Cranston. Do you
okay.
think he's doing this movie because he's really interested? It had something in it that he's interested in.
He wants to be like Raymond Burr.
Or does he want to be like Raymond Burr?
He wants to be like Raymond
Burr. Or is he just
doing
it for the paycheck? Do you think this is just a paycheck, or is there something about this movie that really interests him?
Raymond Burr.
I suspect he was probably a fan of it at some point. You know, just some of the more campy old Godzilla films he probably enjoyed, though.
If you look at the clips now, I couldn't help. Now, everybody knows. People out there should know that the original Godzilla film, I'm just giving you back history, was done in Japan.
He dropped out again.
And it was called Gojira. And there was no Raymond Burr in it. Okay. However, the film had a big slant because it dealt with the whole testing on the Bikini Islands, which is relatively close in the Pacific to Japan.
And, of course, you know, those two bombs that we dropped on.
And that too, yes. And all the other stuff. So it was a direct – if you watch that film, it's a really compact film. So in order for it to pass over here –
because we can't handle smart things.
Yes, we can't handle people being smarmy at us. They inserted relatively creatively. They added a narration that was, you know, voiced by Raymond Burr. And it was interesting. They would have these – they would get like back-of-the-head type actors that might be an actor who's – you know, a Japanese actor, and he would talk to them. So it was relatively well done as far as inserting this sort of narration line. And a film like this, or even a storyline sort of like if you read War of the Worlds, there's somebody who is the person who is the witness. And I'm guessing, you know, Bryan Cranston's that witness. He's the one that sort of witnesses it all and will, you know, be the chronological or the writer downer man. Anyway, I'm guessing that unless he created the Mothra or Rodan or Ghidra, whatever, and then it's all his fault. But I doubt it.
So first it was meth, and now it's giant monsters.
Yeah, sure, why not?
It's war. I'm not fucking kidding.
That's right, Neil. Yes. Yeah. So there's that Days of Future Past, which actually looks pretty cool.
I'm excited about it, but I was always an X-Men fan, too, so.
Yeah, then there's that Maleficent. Which I hope they're not going to like make her like totally good. Like,
no. I don't think that's what's happening.
Say it again, John.
I said, I don't think that's what's happening.
Really? Yeah. Even like, oh, they broke my wings. I'm just a wounded person who's mean.
No, I think that they're going to kind of make her an, you know, a sympathetic villain or an anti-hero, whichever you'd prefer to deem it.
Okay.
They disrespected her because she's a girl.
All right, so what about this Transformers?
Oh, fuck that.
I haven't seen the last one, so I don't think I'm going to go and see this one.
But this one has Marky Mark.
Fuck that.
Marky Mark.
That's because Shia LaBeouf's not a celebrity anymore.
Yeah, he's not going to
really?
Do...
What happened with him?
He lost his damn mind. That's what happened.
Where?
Am I wrong?
Found it. What do you think, Lidge? No. Shia LaBeouf found his mind, lost his mind?
He abstains.
And
he's gone again.
Left the building. Nice. Hey.
Oh, here he calls. Hold on. Widge?
Yep.
Hold on. Can you guys hear him?
Oh, hey, we got Rob on the line.
You gonna join the call?
Widge, you there?
Am I supposed to be Rob?
Yeah, you're Rob tonight.
Everybody, I'm walking home.
Let's see if I can fix that audio a bit.
No, that's me walking home.
See, I don't know if he's kidding or not.
So we switch over to Hangouts so that Widge doesn't get stomped on, and then what does Hangouts do? Stomps on Widge.
Godzilla style.
Oh my gosh. So I'm flicking through my Zeit, and hey, I'll say this before Rob does.
Oh God, Lobster?
No.
Ah!
Oh, never mind.
Here we go.
Rock Lobster.
Boys in the cage.
Hey, Wedge.
Hey, Surf.
What are you thinking about X-Men Days of Futures Past? Are you excited about it? Are you concerned about it? Are you indifferent?
I am extremely concerned about it.
You're extremely what about it?
Concerned about it.
Really? Why is that?
Well, let's see. Bryan Singer, who brought you X-Men 1 and 2, which at the time were considered to be state-of-the-art superhero movies because we simply didn't know any better, has come back to the franchise that he helped kill, basically handing it off to McG for X-Men 3, which really honestly should have killed practically any franchise. Sheer franchise.
Thank you.
Was that?
I'm sorry. We lost you for a moment there, Widge.
Because I was trying to adjust the volume.
Oh.
I adjusted it down.
He decided to turn you off.
No, John's been turning me off for years.
Don't lie. But anyway, Bryan Singer destroyed things.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying X3 was had almost
Wait,
the...
I thought it was somebody else. It wasn't McG.
Wasn't it?
If only we had some way to look something like that up.
All right, hold on a second. God damn it.
Get on that, Scott.
So anyway, Singer has you concerned about Days of Futures Past?
Yeah, well, that and the fact that they had a perfectly good... they had a perfectly good way to start the franchise again after First Class. But instead... Oh, no, you're right. You're totally right, Scott. Brett Ratner.
Yep. Which is even worse.
Well, Mick G, I think, was in it and then left. And then Matthew Vaughn came on board strictly as a way to promote Air Cake and then left. And then we had Brett Ratner. So well done. But no, you had X-Men First Class, which was excellent. And so rather than just run with this new thing they created, they decided to take a page out of DC's playbook and decide to combine a bunch of stuff to see if they couldn't ruin it. So, and there's 15,000 characters in it. I mean, it's like the only way to get more characters is if you had decided to make Game of Thrones into a feature film.
Okay.
I don't know. The last X-Men movie, they kind of did that. It's like, you, flying person, go over there. You, troll man, go over there. I mean.
First class?
No. The last Ian McKellen one.
Three?
Okay. Three, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It just kind of.
It's like you. Yes. Yeah, they didn't even have names. Mutants that have no names.
A lot of the X movies have kind of. I mean, First Class was good, but even the spinoffs were, for the most part, shitty. I mean, the Wolverine spinoff.
Oh, God.
Wolverine.
That was awful.
Yeah, I am cautiously optimistic just because I loved that run of comics, that run 141 and 142. I loved those two comics. The storyline was fantastic. So
a sprint.
Not a run, a sprint. Right. A dash. That dash of comics was great. So I'm hopeful, but I hear what you're saying, and you've done well to crush my hopes, so I'll go in a little less excited now.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, I don't know about you, but I went into First Class expecting nothing.
Yeah.
Expecting basically, wow, there's no way that somebody could make a good movie out of the crap, you know, hand they've been dealt. But oh, no, proving that it's not the hand you've been dealt, but how you play it, did extremely well. So I don't know. I would like to see Wolverine, Jackman as Wolverine in a decent X-Men film where he's in it for more than 15 seconds.
Although you gotta admit, those 15 seconds in First Class
were fantastic.
That is probably one of the best fuck yous in movie history. Or was it fuck off? Shit. Which one was it?
It had some kind of fuckery involved.
Yes. It was fuck off.
Okay.
I think, Scott, you should contact the Fuck Bureau and see what they have to say.
I think they changed their name to Bureau of the Fuck.
BTF?
What
did you mute me for?
Well, because I'm trying to figure out who's echoing.
Oh, okay. Well, at least
Scott, I've been saying
no, it's funnier if I don't tell you.
That way, when you speak, no one will know if you're really speaking.
Did anyone just hear serve? Sorry.
So, Widge,
Widge, have you seen Spider-Man 2? Amazing Spider-Man 2, whatever we're calling it?
No, I have not.
Somebody feed Widge something to rant on so we can I can debug this.
Okay, Widge, talk about how Batman versus Superman really should be called the Justice League movie now.
Well, it shouldn't, actually. I mean, because it shouldn't be the Justice League movie. It shouldn't actually have Batman and Superman in it. They should just make a sequel to something. They're taking a page from the Marvel playbook, but like the Marvel playbook that got like tossed in the bin a while back. Like, there's no way Marvel would make this move. It's just absolutely ridiculous. The whole point for DC has to get a good the way Marvel worked was they put together decent franchises first and then made a franchise out of the cinematic universe in Avengers, right? So what DC is doing is they went, we've got a really great franchise in the Christopher Nolan Batman. Actually, no, I lied. They said, we've got a really great franchise in Batman, forgetting the whole Christopher Nolan piece of it. Especially since Nolan, you know, produced Man of Steel, and it was not his fault. That's the nicest way of putting it. So they decided to, you know, buoy up the Superman film by splicing Batman into it. And then what? They've got, like, Wonder Woman in it as well, and what, like, one or two other heroes? So it's just silly. It has what, like the Earth 4 Doomsday, who is like a kid.
They've got Cyborg. I've heard Cyborg they're putting in now.
So it's basically what? Team Superpowers, that Super Friends iteration of Super Friends that had Firestorm and Cyborg in it?
Oh, Firestorm. Shag will have a hard on.
I don't want to think about that.
I bet you do.
No, I don't.
No. He's in the same town as you.
No.
I'm not sure who should be happy about that.
I've been through my married men phase. No, I don't want to do
What? Anyway,
so report serial adulterer.
Exactly. So I think that's some of the problems that they're actually saying about the Spider-Man 2 movie is they're doing the same thing with that one, is they're shoving in all this stuff to try to then do like the Sinister Six movie, then the Venom movie and all that. But they're trying to do it all at once, and they don't seem to have the patience that Marvel had about doing one movie to establish all these major characters, then doing the Avengers.
Well, I mean, but to be fair, oh, yeah, I'm not echoing. Brilliant, John. Well done.
Well, the problem is it's rocks.
Is it? I haven't said anything.
No. Now that you're unmuted, Widge, talk.
Okay, I'm talking now, and I'm not hearing an echo, and I'm still not hearing an echo.
Okay, well, then it's not anybody. It was all in your mind.
It's all in your head.
Fucking mind trap is what it is.
The mind trap.
So, the whole thing is they didn't have one movie that set up all the major characters. They had several movies that set up all the major characters.
You're echoing again, aren't you?
Am I?
They still had a major movie for each of the. Yeah, but they established other ones, but they still had like the major ones. They had one for Iron Man, one for Thor, one for Captain America, so on.
Yeah, but they didn't have anything for Black Widow and Hawkeye. I mean, they had cameos in other Iron Man 2
I'm sure
but...
if you added that together, it would be like, oh, okay. It would probably
make me.
Hold on, I'm trying to debug the issue.
Do you think it's me, John?
No!
Not me.
It's when I muted Rox, the echo went away, but then it came back, but I don't know why.
Is it me? Am I the anti-Widge?
I fucking hate your guts! Sir,
John,
if you think about
John,
it, most people
John,
are anti-Widge.
John, quit jiggling like that. Looks like you're doing something nasty.
I'm on Skype right now. I'm so glad I'm on Skype right now.
Just keep repeating it.
It's only a movie.
How is Witch calling in from Skype?
It's calling in from the year 2007.
Actually, you know what, Witch? I said the problem is you built your own prison. You've built your techno cave so well, you can't escape it.
Okay, Rock, you've been here.
I escaped.
My techno cave is not built well. Okay, so that's the first flaw in your theory there.
It's all built on brambles and sticks.
Widge, I'm going to do something that may...
And cardboard boxes.
That may or may not kill you. I just want you to know that.
So I'm sure...
Oh, there he goes.
Killed
him.
John!
Oh, let's bring him back now. Widge, you there?
Here we have some
cardboard
boxes.
Widge?
I'm here! I'm alive!
You think you are?
No, I assume I am.
Yeah, you're here.
No, you're not here.
I'm in a superposition. Widge dead? Not dead. Widge dead? Not dead.
Widge Echo? Yes, Widge Echo.
If he's in the box, he can only be alive, or what's Schrodinger's cat? What's the theory on that?
I'm hanging out in the box with Gwyneth Paltrow's head!
What's in a box?
Spoilers!
Nope, it wasn't her. You can unmute yourself now.
It wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow, what?
It wasn't Rox.
Who could mute us? She's yelling. So does that mean we could mute you?
No, I am the director.
Fuck.
No, you got a promotion, John?
That's funny.
And guess what? The pay is zero.
Promoted to director. Director of this chaos.
That?
Condescending.
Okay,
condescending is spelling no. Like somebody doesn't know how to spell no.
K-N-O-W, right?
Well, there's that.
What?
Exactly.
NOE?
Could I call in through the string connected by two Dixie cups? Is that what I should do?
You don't have tin cans?
So because this part is going to be very, very interesting, let's talk about what happened with your experience on Google Hangouts. What was going on?
Oh, okay. Imagine trying to run like high-definition video rendering on a Commodore 64.
Did you turn off everyone's video?
I couldn't turn off everyone's video. How do I do that?
There's a little thing there, turn off people's video.
I didn't have to do that last time, but I'll try it.
Yeah, there's a little hide from broadcast. Or you can also knock down your bandwidth consumption thing.
Well, what's in? Well, box as well.
You're in whose box?
Lee's box.
It's just a little box.
Or a tiny box.
Just a little box.
Soundboard.
I know.
I was looking for it. Everything's rearranged now. Wow. Nothing is. It's actually fallen off the soundboard.
We'll have to bury this episode.
Here, I've got this one for you. Like ET.
So after I swallow, there is a little tingle on my tongue.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either. No.
That's great. Oh, I know what that one's from.
What?
I do know what that one's from. That's from Bitches Brew, episode two.
Episode one.
Wow, Bitches Brew.
What happened to episode one?
That was episode one.
Well, didn't she say that again in episode two?
She might have. For all I know, she talks about swallowing all the time. So Widge, if you go up to the little adjust bandwidth usage, you can knock it down, and you can also you should be able to highlight over people and hide their video.
Do stuff, and you can do stuff.
Did you drop off of Skype? Oh, we stayed on Skype too.
Okay, hang on.
We should have a theme song for this every week.
The Widge theme.
Debugging Widge.
Oh,
now he left.
Okay.
Oh, hey!
Hey. You're there. You're so hanging out and everything.
So that's weird. It was basically, again, my video killing me, which is weird because last time I had full-blown video and I had even more stuff running, and now I have nothing running.
Well, you do know that video killed
the radio star.
No. It just killed.
Yeah. Kills all the time.
That's what I've heard. Kid video is the worst, though. Although by now he would be man video, I'm sure.
Pop-up video?
Kind of like man thing, but totally different.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, nice shout-out to man thing in Last Shield episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have they gotten the rights to that, or is it still...
What?
Is he wearing the unitard?
Are you thinking of Swamp Thing, not Man Thing?
No. He meant Man. No, they meant Man Thing.
No, I'm thinking Man Wolf.
They kind of
Man Wolf.
They mentioned it in passing. They said,
I agree. I know what they're saying in Shield, but I think was Scott talking about Swamp Thing versus Man Thing? I mean, did Marvel ever sell rights to Man Thing?
No.
Exactly. I could get back in the day. I could have given him $5.
It's hard to damn tell now. You know who owns what. So. Shit.
So I tried.
The other thing too is man thing is like is like a version of the verb manth. So you could be man thing. You know, I think Scott, don't you man thing often?
Yes, he does. I had to reprimand him earlier. Okay, so who reads Ain't It Cool News? This is like the worst site ever. Do you guys?
Wait in.
Do we have any real listeners from? It's like confusing. There's like. It's like a bad Denny's menu or something.
Wow. It's kind of repetitive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But no, Denny's can have decent something.
Like Ain't It Cool News, I think Denny's at one point had a lot of Lord of the Rings coverage.
Yes.
Okay, so we've moved on because Lord of the Rings was, what, 10 years ago now?
It was Hobbit. It was for the first Hobbit, wasn't
it? Well, but I mean, it's all part of the same franchise, so, I mean, really.
It's all the Peter Jackson universe.
Lord of the Rings episodes 1 through 3 is happening now.
So
I always – okay, you know who had as much Lord of the Rings stuff was the manyrings.net. Or something. The one ring.net.
Right.
That's where I got all of my Lord of the Rings
stuff.
Well,
I would hope they would. Wasn't that their whole purpose in life?
Yes, it was. It was. I never really look at Ain't It Cool News because it looks like an Applebee's menu because that's what the ad is up there, Applebee's.
So I tried explaining the way that Marvel's contracts work with Sony to my son.
Oh, God. Okay.
We were sitting at the table.
Wait a minute. You did have the main talk first, though, right? So which was more painful, the birds and the bees talk or the Marvel-Sony talk?
You just turned 10. I haven't had that.
The birds and the bees talk makes sense.
Well, no. Rox, I look at it this way. Because if you think about the fact that most of Spider-Man's villains are animals, that whole totemic villain thing, then really having the Spider-Man talk second makes a lot more sense.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm still waiting for a Kraven. They need to do Kraven. For Spider-Man.
Yes. That could be at Denny's. I'm craving one of them pancakes.
Fuck you.
They already have the spiders.
That's awful. Damn it. I can't have anything good.
Let the record show that after all this time, I got a flat-out fuck you from Rox over a Denny's joke.
I know.
Kind of like getting a gold star, you know?
I know. I am... I'm going to
wear that proud.
Oh, I'm going to sew that badge onto my little Indian guide's vest. It's going to be great.
I looked up Man-Thing on Wikipedia, which is
John,
always
stop be careful. That. That's just creepy. John,
guess what? Guess what?
Oh, just stop, John. Oh.
What is he doing? Is he playing with his Man-Thing?
Yes. Well, maybe.
Rox, is he burning anything that knows fear? or is he dealing with a root elemental?
Oh, I would say it's the root elemental. And he's looking at the door to make sure the kids aren't coming in.
Oh, God.
Well, we already had the Dwidge miss the weekly kid sneaking in to scare John.
They're only looking at the liquor wall.
You know what that's turning into, Rox? It's turning into exactly Kato. We do not want to play the game tonight, Kato. Ah!
Anyway, I was looking up, like I said, information, and I found out that Man-Thing was actually a TV movie. It was a sci-fi.
Oh, sci-fi, that's right.
Yeah, and it was done by Lionsgate, so I don't know if they have it or...
Wait, is
it
the one where...
You know what? Who cares?
Guy? Was it the guy with the exoskeleton? Was that it? Was that the show?
What?
Man-Thing.
No, it wasn't a show. It was a TV movie.
Well, what?
No, you're thinking of Mantis.
Oh, yeah.
or was it Nightman?
See, it would be so much easier if they just did a Kraven episode movie. Just come on. Just do a Kraven episode movie. That's
a Kraven episode movie?
Well, you know, all these films are like episodes. They're not real movies. They're just... episodes.
Now, Scott, as I understand it, Lionsgate at one point owned a shit ton of the stuff that they're doing now. Like, they had Ant-Man, they had Captain America at one point.
They've lost it.
Yeah, well, I think it lapsed.
The Ant-Man? I thought Ant-Man's been in production for, ever.
Rox, this was like 15 years ago when Marvel was selling anything to anybody, and they sold a shit ton. You know what? It wasn't even Lionsgate at that point, Scott. I think it was Artisan.
Ooh.
I think it was.
So, it's you know, it's even more confusing for the child now that I can't talk about it. He left.
He's checking up on
the child left.
No, well, John. Yeah,
well, traumatized.
Yeah, John.
He
yeah, John.
From home.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, we never did find out what the child thought of.
The Sony contract.
The whole Sony.
It's like this show. I doubt anybody of our listeners find anything out of what we talk about.
So does Marvel have the rights to Doctor Strange? I mean, is that one that's in production?
It's not in production. I think it's in development, but they do have the rights to it.
Okay, because, I mean, they mentioned Doctor Strange. Not Doctor Strange. Stephen Strange.
Well, didn't Johnny Depp want to be part of that?
That was a rumor. Oh, I don't know if it was ever. No, I mean, again, I think
given the right director, Johnny Depp would be good at that.
Mm-hmm. Not Tim Burton.
I think he could sell tickets. Johnny Depp will sell tickets. I honestly think just he has a legion of fans that will follow him into any theater.
But he is also – he can be really good is the thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, remember, there was a time – there was actually a Pirates of the Caribbean movie that was good.
It was the first one.
The first one.
Exactly. He needs a director that will not indulge him.
Well, indulge him in the right way. I mean, you know what I mean?
Harness
his powers for good and not evil.
Yeah, challenge
him. Like Dark Shadows.
Indulge him.
He was actually in his little segment for Dr. Parnassus, he was okay.
But yeah, but that's Gilliam, so.
Right.
Gilliam goes into it going, this is basically my party and I can cry if I want to. And then everybody gets on board or not.
Right.
So. Yeah. Well, which, let me ask you this. I finally saw Cap 2 over the weekend and there was an X-Men Days of Futures Past trailer in front of it.
Yeah.
But I swear that there was a Marvel Studios piece in front of that. So how did they get a piece of that?
Well, I mean, they had a piece of it. It's just that basically they are as part of the deal, they get a cut out of it. So I mean, they're just putting their placard in front of it, you know? Cuz they are Marvel Studios properties. It's just that they are stuck in contractual hell. And really, the only stuff that I understand is left over that is not reverted, I think, is the stuff that's actively in development, because the Sony and the Fox contracts are all – you have to have something in development for X amount of time. Yeah. You have right. It has to be – if it ever goes out, then we get it back. And so as a result, you have Sony trying to do the Spider-Verse – because they don't have anything else. And, you know, Fox trying to hang on to X-Men and Fantastic Four. So
do the X-Men-verse.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, of all the stuff, because the idea of the Spider-Verse to me just makes as little sense as back when New Line had the rights to do a Venom movie but did not have the rights to Spider-Man. So they were going to have to do Venom on its own, which is really bizarre. So to me, of all the properties that you could potentially spin off into its own universe, the X-Men makes the most sense because they themselves have enough characters to populate an entire fucking universe. It's like when I was going and talking with Tuffley about who the clairvoyant could be, and I was like, well, because he had brought up Destiny, you know, from from the X-Men, from Freedom Force / Brotherhood of the Evil Mutants. And so I was like, well, surely there's got to be there's like a fucking ton of them. Like most of them, like 95% of them from the X-Men books. Because, of course, there have been since the mid-90s, there have been at least 16 X-Men books out every single week or something like that.
Yeah.
So
now here's a question. Here's a question. Let's say there's a character they really, really want, but he's a mutant, and therefore he's technically under lock?
Not necessarily.
Lock. Okay, whatever. Just for that. Let's say let's say in the wonderful style, they retcon that character to be something else.
Well,
do they get that character? Well, or is
now bear in mind, I don't know what everything involves, but recall that there is a Quicksilver in both Avengers 2 and X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yep.
So there are some characters that are considered to be in both spheres, so to speak. But remember, in Avengers 2, they are experiments. They are not mutants. So you could potentially say, oh, well, we're going to bring him in, but he's not a mutant. And you could do that with, I think you could probably work that in with like a peripheral character, or especially a character that was not primarily known for being in one or the other, like Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. You couldn't do that with, say, like, for example, I doubt you could do that for, say, Iceman. Well, Iceman was in the Defenders. Well, yeah, but he's better known for being in the X-Men.
Well, the Beast was an Avenger, and Beast was an original founding X-Man.
Yeah, but I severely doubt because he is so X-Men, I severely doubt he would be. And again, I don't know where the lines are drawn. Tuffley would know better than I do, but I didn't even know you could get away with having the same character in two different universes. I thought there would have been a clear line.
Well,
of demarcation.
I think the way they got away with that was, for the longest time, they didn't know what their deal. They didn't know any of the whole. They didn't reveal the whole Magneto thing, sort of putting them more in the X-Men camp. So they have like it's sort of like they have like the old version and then the new version.
Well, now.
Well, until until Days of Futures Past comes out, I don't know that the Quicksilver that appears in that is necessarily going to be the son of Magneto.
No, he's well, probably not, because there's just too much to explain.
Yeah, and he looks like a douchebag, which, yeah, that not good. And he's already fucking selling biscuit sandwiches for Carl's Jr. Or whatever,
oh, did you see the one with Mystique?
No.
What? Oh, it's you know how Hardy's has
– Scott, does she transform into a biscuit? Because that would be one sexy –
Oh, no. It's much, no, it'd be much more offensive. It's much more offensive than that. Mystique has one of their huge giant burgers. And the commercial, then she transforms into this big burly guy, which connotates that you have to be a man to eat one of their burgers.
No, they totally missed it.
Or to have that much meat in your mouth.
No, if what she should have done is transformed into Fred Dukes.
Huh? It's a blob.
Thank you.
Let's say point for me. Or. Since it's Mystique and it's Carl's Jr. we're talking about, should have turned into Paris Hilton.
Hardy's.
Didn't Paris do a commercial for them where she was
– Yeah. Know. Yeah, and it was – but no one's really said anything about this whole Mystique thing.
I haven't seen that one, but I'm not really looking for it.
Well, no. But what was it – what about the Inhumans? Have they said anything about those?
That's also been talked about as – being a potential thing for introducing in the market. You know what? I think
but Marvel has them.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I think the only stuff that somebody else has at this point is X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man.
Okay.
So like literally everything else has reverted.
Yeah, Marvel got Daredevil back because someone shit the bed on Fantastic Four, but they said, "No, you keep Fantastic Four, but give us Daredevil, right?"
You know, I don't know.
I think that's how that went down. I think Fantastic Four was essentially set to revert back, but Marvel said, "Tell you what, we'll let you keep Fantastic Four, but you give us back Daredevil."
Yeah, because I think it was like I was saying last episode was, I wonder if Marvel is really trying hard to get these properties back because they have
fuck
this.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that they are with some of them.
I don't know, though. I mean, they've got this big universe going already. If they add even, you know, will it get too unwieldy if they even more shit?
Well, but bear this in mind. It's not even – I don't even think it's – we want to make a movie of Fantastic Four right now. I could just see them wanting to control that franchise because the whole – part of their reason for this was that they weren't – for doing Marvel Studios in the first place was they weren't entirely happy with how the characters were being handled, and they thought, we could fucking do a better job than these assholes. What the hell?
Okay, so they may not handle them themselves, but they would have more – they could give it to somebody else new, but they say, okay, you need to do this at a certain quality level.
Partner.
They don't have that control now.
The problem is this. Like we were talking before about, well, hey, why don't they just – you know, Lee was talking about, they could get him back and not, you know, have to spend the money on it. Where when you say quality level, what does that mean? How do you quantify that?
Yeah, it's true.
So
like better writers, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that is the problem though. Better, I mean, you can have like a great writer and great actors and stuff, and it can still turn into shit. It's still a gamble. That's true.
Yeah. Look like
wait, hold on. John, you tried explaining the whole Spider-Man Sony deal to your kid. What did your child think of that?
So how I tried explaining it to him was we were sitting at dinner and I took his napkin and I said I gave him my napkin and I said, for this napkin you're gonna give me $10. Now the deal is,
how old is your kid and how does he have $10?
The deal is that As long as you use that napkin every 10 minutes, you get to keep that napkin. You still got to pay me a little bit of stuff, a little bit of money every time you use it, but you get to keep it. Now, it's a great napkin. You like the napkin. But even if you don't need it, you're going to have to use it every 10 minutes.
What if it's soiled, Daddy?
Doesn't matter. You still got to pay me. Now, as soon as you stop using it, on that 11th minute, I'm going to take it back from you, and you can't have it back again. And I will keep all your money. And he said, what are you talking about, Dad?
And you responded.
What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know.
Well, okay, so sir, here's what I found on Wikipedia, which is always right.
Yep.
Apparently the Fox deal, I don't know exactly how it works. There's a certain level of development or production that has to be happening. Because what this says is it was October of 2012. If they did not have a sequel or a reboot or something filming by then, the rights would revert on Daredevil.
Okay.
So they were trying to find a replacement for the director. And I remember hearing about this. Joe Carnahan, who is the guy who did the A-Team movie, which was awesome, and did Grey, which was also pretty damn good. And
is that the one where he punches the wolf?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, what am I thinking of? Shit, what was the other thing he did recently?
So he makes manly movies.
He's directed a bunch of Blacklist and written Blacklist.
Love Blacklist. We need to talk.
Oh, we do. But so he was going to do a 70s hard-boiled old-school Daredevil
Frank
film.
Miller-style Daredevil.
Yes, which sounds fantastic. But they basically could not get anything rolling and were like, okay, we give up. We'll let it revert.
Wow.
Now, there may have been some Fantastic Four in there somewhere, but I'm just...
I thought, yeah, I guess I got...
Well, there's no telling, because I'm telling you, there are deals within deals on this shit, because, you know, I can see them basically saying, oh, we'll take this and let you keep that. I think they would be like, we'll let you keep X if you let us have the walk-around character rights for, you know, Disney Parks, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if they have Daredevil back, do they also have Punisher back? Because a Daredevil versus Punisher movie, despite all the beds that all the Punisher movies have shit,
I think
you'd have something there.
Well, here's the problem with having Punisher back in the Marvel Cinematic Universe at this point, because what's-his-face, who's currently playing Volstagg, is the best Punisher. So yeah. If he's not Punisher, then I don't fucking care. Because after two attempts, okay, to be fair, what's his name? Thomas Jane. The short film that he shot with him as Punisher is better than the film he was in as Punisher.
Yeah.
So he was good. Ray Stevenson. Ray Stevenson was Frank Castle. He fucking nailed it. And unfortunately, the film was crap around him. So.
Bring back Punisher. Have him go to war with Hydra.
Fucking Hydra.
Exactly.
I don't know who has the the rights. Because who was. Because the last film was Warzone. And that was.
Poo.
Well, that's why I was...
That was Winnie the Pooh?
2008.
Really? 8? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Time flies.
Really? Well, hey, I'm going to jet.
Okay. But
it was wonderful to talk to you guys. Yay. I'll talk to you next time around.
All right.
And,
bye.
John has scary pictures that you should look at.
Oh my God, there's a
Punisher.
The Punisher!
It took away his honey.
Adios, kids.
Bye! Bye. So, yes, they do have Punisher back.
Punisher's War with Hydra.
2010, they confirm they have it back. And, then basically they have mentioned that he could appear on the sideline in a Daredevil reboot.
He could be appearing at a grocery store opening near you.
There you go. Well, there was a time in Marvel where Wolverine and Punisher appeared in everything, including grocery store openings.
That's right. Hey, kids. Cereal aisle 9.
The hell are you doing, John?
What is it? Stuff.
Oh, that's...
Things.
Uh-huh.
It's frightening.
And more things.
So...
Possibly some more
rocks.
Stuff.
Yes.
So Blacklist.
Yes.
I am one episode behind.
Oh!
But...
But it was a good one.
Well, that's good. But this...
Well, I mean, the one you're on, because, you know, her husband's a dirtbag.
Well, what I absolutely loved was, and I thought of you, Rox, for those that, spoilers for Blacklist, that the episode in which he needed to extract Tom from the safe house and so grabbed the villains who are the extraction team from the episode and sidelined them to go, hey, I'll pay you to go do this. I thought that was brilliant.
Yes, I loved that. It was so freaking awesome because that's what villains do. They'll switch side for money. Yeah. Hello.
So, but I, there's just, I mean, you don't break the thumb of somebody who is wearing handcuffs.
I know, but she's, yeah. Oh my gosh, that whole fight scene. I'm like, did she learn nothing?
No.
She learned
And did you notice she was turning her back on him?
Yes!
The whole time Cosette was like, why is she doing that?
It's like the chick who also was like the equal enemy chick. She turned her back. Duh, you do not do that. Oh my god.
They deserve to die for being stupid.
Seriously.
And yeah, breaking the thumb. Just so you know.
Yeah,
break your thumb if you need to, you know, get out of handcuffs. Just saying.
But so I've just seen the King Maker
episode. I love Alan Alda. And I like the way they use him sparingly.
Well, yeah, evil Alan Alda is fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I see. I liked him in, what do you call it? Tower Heist, where he was the bad guy in Tower Heist.
I haven't really watched that one. I caught the end of it. Is it fun?
It's fun.
Fun caper film?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun, silly caper film.
Okay.
But no, so I'm one behind on Blacklist. There's like, what, two?
I like the whole
one episode left.
Yeah, let's see. There's this one. It's called Berlin, and then I think one more.
Okay, so 23 episodes. Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But, yeah, I like the whole idea of a Kingmaker thing. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was good.
Because you don't have it's sort of funny. You know L.E. Modisette?
Yeah.
Okay. He did a really cool reading at one of the small little literary conventions I went to, and he did a little reading short story about pretty much a Kingmaker. The guy was an evil political scientist. It was pretty cool. You know, of what these people do, as far as being a Kingmaker, you know, how you work and how that, the machinations happen behind the scenes and stuff. So, not a lot of create, you know, there's not a lot of, which would be cool if you had something like that, which you have a little bit of that in, House of Cards a little bit.
Yeah, a bit.
Or actually you kind of had that with Boardwalk Empire and what's his name that went to jail?
Shea Whigham's character.
Yeah. Yeah. I still don't understand. Do you understand his full scope of what he did and who he was?
What? It was his brother?
No. No. The guy who, you know, people would just leave money for. What's his name?
Oh, not Remus, but the Stephen Root's character.
Yes.
No, I don't think we do.
Okay.
He was the go-between with the federal government. With the,
right.
But we don't know how many things he was involved in, then probably won't since he got nabbed. But
right. But it was interesting.
No, it was very interesting. And that starts, what, September, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Final season? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it is final season?
Yep, they've announced it.
For what?
Boardwalk Empire.
Ah.
See, that could have been a show that they could have just done a, you know, Game of Thrones and swap people out.
Yeah, I was hoping they would, because I would love to see it just keep going, you know? Like one of those James Michener miniseries that never ends.
yes.
God, I miss those. Those you, that, kids, ask your parents about James Michener miniseries. Go watch Lonesome Dove.
Hawaii!
Yeah.
Look it up on Wikipedia. Look up miniseries.
I used to joke that Michener would just, like, spin the globe and hit it with his finger and go, oh, I guess I'm writing about Kamchatka, you know?
Yes. And you know what? I think that's how Dan Brown does his books, too, now. Like, oh, let's see what secret society thing I can, you know. Actually, you know what? I think, honestly, I think Dan Brown should start bidding out for cities. It's like, okay, do you want your tourism to, you know, increase? I'll write about your city.
Nice.
I mean, if it worked for Washington, D.C. and Paris, I don't know how well it's going with, you know, Rome at the moment, but, you know.
Well, it must be doing really well since he's in cahoots with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Of course.
So anyway, yeah, you could just sign, you know, oh, cities, just sign up and we'll give me money and I'll write about your city. Because that's all those things are. They're just tour books. Tour books. To nothing. Because it always ends up like some crazed person.
Or an albino monk.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, well, he works for, you know, Ian McKellen, who's crazy.
Well, yeah.
So, that's...
Yeah. Oh, did I ever tell you why the Da Vinci Code sucked even worse in the...
Oh, no, please form? Do.
Okay, which is sad because... for those who have not actually read the book, the opening sequence with the murdered guy in the museum with the black light and the Vitruvian man, that was awesome, right? The whole... That was like a really great setup. And then it just kept going down. That was like his only good idea. And it just went downhill from there. But what's hilarious is whoever was reading the audiobook messed up and spoke the lines of the mystery guy in the voice of whoever the mystery guy actually was. So they revealed it like half a book before they were supposed to.
Oh, wow.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow. That's funny.
Yep. So,
I hate Dan Brown. He's so horrible.
It's just bad. It's just badly written.
And you know what? The last one, the I don't know, Pavlovian dog or whatever. That could be a new one for you, Dan. No, the Dante book whatever thing. The man's no Margaret Atwood, and he threw this whole CDC thing, like they instantaneously found out everybody's mutating immediately. It's like, okay, you know that really doesn't happen, right? Maybe you should read.
Why should he let facts get in the way of
I know, but it's
trashy
just like,
airline.
No, but the thing is he really tried – the ending, he really tried to write a Margaret Atwood book. He must have read The Year of the Flood or whatever.
He rocks.
Or he read the cliff notes of it.
Rocks.
And you're like, I can do this. What?
People that shoot ice out of their hands or turn completely into ice don't exist either.
Okay.
No. I mean...
Scott's about to argue that they do. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, Scott, your head's going to explode.
It's a comic book. You expect goofy shit. Margaret Atwood is a fairly serious science fiction writer, so you expect, you know, you expect a certain amount, maybe not a lot, but
we're talking about Dan Brown, aren't we?
Research and science behind the science fiction. Of course, Dan Brown, who has never met a fact, he couldn't alter to some bullshit.
You know what they call that?
You could get dinosaur DNA from Amber.
Amber.
Hey.
Strangely enough.
To be fair, that was actually pretty cool.
Yes.
Yes.
But because Rox, look at it this way. What is cooler? Okay. I really need some sort of contrived weird mystery so that I can talk about how Jesus is like. Is buried or is whatever the fuck it was is like out front of the Louvre. That's my reveal. Spoilers, by the way. I just saved you a lot of time. Or, you know, I need some sort of pseudo-scientific thing in order to bring fucking dinosaurs back from the dead and have them eat people.
Okay.
See? Remember, there was a good Jurassic Park movie. There was one.
Yes, there was.
And remember, and also.
Yeah.
Also, it's.
Go ahead,
it's important to point out that the only reason why that book is not plausible is just because they're dinosaurs. They're too far gone to exist. They are actually working on repopulating woolly mammoths, believe it or not.
How about the carrier pigeon?
I'm just imagining.
Dodo birds. We want dodo birds.
Yes, they are talking about doing that as well.
They are. There's a TED Talk, Rox, about basically unextincting. I forget what they call it, but something like that with dodo birds and passenger pigeons and a couple other things.
Probably cost.
Did you see the one with the guy with the cyborg legs?
I get them and then download them and convert them to MP3s because I'm lazy and don't have time to actually watch it.
No, this is what you need to watch.
That's why I have not seen it because I haven't had a chance to see it.
No, it's just, I mean, it's incredible watching this guy on the cyborg legs and he's actually moving around and shit. And I love what he says. It's like, people are not disabled. Technology is. And I know a lot of people through Faust and stuff who have, you know, like cerebral palsy and stuff like that. And that's true. It's like, there's something wrong with them. It's just, you know, technology hasn't caught up to make them do stuff easier.
That's why I found out that people that used to be called hearing impaired, they want to be called deaf. They don't want to be called hearing impaired.
Exactly.
I found that out in your city, Scott, Tallahassee, during the meet and greets with the state legislators and senators.
But no, it was, I mean, what was really nice about it was, and they say this in the description, so it's not like a reveal, is one of the people who were injured in the Boston bombing, she was a competitive ballroom dancer, lost her leg, but they got her one of the cyborg legs, and she actually danced on TED.
Did she dance the
what did Ted enjoy
seven
about this?
Bales?
No, she did a classic
the dance,
you know,
of Salome.
No, she did a classic waltz with someone, and I don't know about Ted, but everybody else got up and did a standing ovation.
Ted was very smooshed at that point.
But no, the first
combination TED Talk and trample video.
It is very interesting, and you know, every once in a while there are ones that are there. I mean, TEDs are always interesting, but there is some that are just like, shit. Like I said, these legs. I mean, this guy was doing like the standard TED, you know, pace around the stage that everybody almost does, but he's on these cyborg legs, just walking around. And he's talking about how he figured out how to make it all integrate and everything. And this guy's had like, you know, special legs made to do mountain climbing. And sometimes when he's feeling a little, you know, he's not feeling his best, he makes extra long legs so he can feel a bit more, so he can be taller.
So he's Machine Man is what you're saying.
Or Stilt Man.
No, it's just the legs.
Or Inspector Gadget for his legs. Because one toenail could be a can opener.
Don't know about that, but you know
it could happen, Scott.
The thing he's talking about with the special legs that he made for climbing was the legs are specially built so he could actually.
Well, probably have crampons.
No, not crampons, but the legs were specifically made so they could get into crevices that his normal feet could not get into.
That's a sexual reference.
Those are called crampons.
That would be like the weirdest Quentin Tarantino film with a foot fetish scene in it ever.
Hey, what's he doing now?
What, Quentin Tarantino?
Sure.
I don't know.
Because you know what? We've talked about Nicole Kidman. Apparently she wants to play Grace Kelly.
No, that's already made. It's already completed. It hasn't been released yet, but...
Oh, all right. She's been out of the picture.
Let's see. Tarantino.
Spell it right, Scott.
I don't have to.
You'll need it for your test or whatever you're doing.
Oh, hush. Hush.
It'll be on your final exam.
Do you need some Googling music?
No, I've got it. He's basically...
No. I've already looked it up.
Well, okay, I think Widge got it first. I didn't get that. What
was that?
Something called The Hateful Eight.
Yeah, it's a Western. I remember this. The script got leaked, and he got so pissed that he was like, all right, fuck you people. I'll just publish it as a novel. But apparently he's changed his mind. And is
again.
Yeah.
Oh, he is also working on Kill Bill Volume 3.
Now, is that still happening? Because I thought he's been saying that like once every
Bill
couple
is
years.
Dead, right? Bill is dead for real.
It's announced, and it's I don't know how far in development hell it is, but
oh my god! Okay, so you know what? It'll be you know the little girl, you know that.
Well,
I
can't remember if this is like official, but what somebody said was sort of continuing the cycle of revenge and stuff is,
it never ends.
The one who got blinded.
Stay angry.
The woman's name.
What? The one that was blinded by the light and wrapped up like a deuce into the runner in the night?
Never mind. I'm not him.
Anyway, Rox. Yeah, my understanding is it is going to be the little girl. That's what he said. Anyway, now what I would like is for Kill Bill Volume 3. Is that it's actually the villain is played by Bill Bailey, because I think that'd be great.
Yeah. He would love it too.
Now get this.
I want that kind of paycheck.
So basically, The Hateful Eight, they did a reading of the script with Sam Jackson, Kurt Russell, Amber Tamblyn, Walton Goggins, Tim Roth, Michael Madsen, Bruce Dern, and Zoe Bell.
Wow.
I know.
That was like a table read?
Yeah. Well, it was like a staged reading.
My God. We should do something weird like that. Like the taking of Pelham 123 at Dragon Con as a table read.
Rox.
What?
I've got it. Are you ready for this?
Well, you know, because if JJ doesn't show up for, you know, if
no,
we
Rox.
Use two people for solve this.
Rox, Rox, seriously. We should do a reading with you starring in Medea. Not. Let me just say the tragedy play, not Tyler Perry.
I know, no, I know. Oh my God! Yes.
Who's gonna play Jason? I'll do it.
No.
What do you mean no?
If I'm playing Medea, I can pick whoever I want. You're not it. Sorry, Scott.
Wow. And there you go.
I think JJ would be good.
That's assuming JJ is there.
I know. I know. Y'all. See, that's the whole thing. We have to figure this out. We need to cast a bigger net.
Wait, you know what it is? Scott, this might change your mind about you wanting to be cast as Jason. I don't think Golden Fleece means what you think it means.
And unless I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual
reference.
Could
be interesting. Phantom could be an interesting Jason.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
He's done audio work like I have, so yeah. Oh, he actually did a very good job. They did on the Atlanta Radio Theater Company podcast. They actually finally brought down the recording of what he did for Dragon Con last year.
Oh, cool.
And he was actually pretty good.
They finally brought it down.
Well, you say that like you're surprised.
Was it in the atmosphere and they had to shoot it down, or were they able to bring it down through remote control? Because I understand a lot of radio plays are remote controlled now.
It seems like for Atlanta radio, it's like you get the stuff towards Dragon Con of whatever they record at Dragon Con. It takes them that long.
Well, no, they have a podcast.
Right.
And they release like the stuff they've done at various conventions and stuff. Okay. And they only release once a month, so it took like 3 months for the whole thing to come through.
Okay.
So it does take a while, but it's only because they only release so often.
Okay.
But no, it was pretty interesting. And
what was it? I forgot. We had a show. What was
it? Yeah, we had a show. It was War of the Worlds, The Untold Story. And he had a featured role, and I'm not going to reveal it, even though for people like us, it was fairly obvious.
Oh, just tell us.
No.
Is he Orson Welles?
He can do an Orson Welles.
I know he can. That's why I was asking.
But he was not in this show.
Orson.
No, he was not in this show.
I want to see Phantom and Maurice LaMarche do a Orson Welles off.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, that's how he should do Jason as Orson Welles.
Oh my God!
Pinky only, in the brain, though.
Not only do you get to basically have casting rights for the show, but you get to tell people what voice they have to do it in.
Yes! Oh my God! Yes! Of course I do. Katherine Hepburn's got to be in this somehow. Just saying.
So who's sending him the message that he's doing Orson Welles as Jason?
Well, we still have to formulate this.
Okay.
We have to coagulate it, too.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Indeed, Scott. Indeed.
So did everyone finish the following?
Nope. Yeah, that was the ending?
It depends on what you saw,
right? Oh, my God. Oh my God! I didn't like it.
Rox, what did you see? I don't know what you could have seen like episode 11 and gone, what the fuck?
True. They took Joe to jail.
Okay, yeah, you saw it.
I was like, really? You know what? I kind of guessed it was the ending. And remember how I bitched about, was it last year's Game of Thrones? Because they set fire.
And you're like, what the fuck?
And it was like the roundup, and I'm like,
it's been 6 months. When's the next episode? What do you mean the next season's coming? You fuckers.
You know, and it was like that weird roundup episode. It's like, wow. It was really anticlimactic. It was, I didn't like it. Didn't like it at all.
Yeah, my excitement about being right about that one particular thing faded quickly.
What was that?
Well, just the fact that what's-her-face was alive, the wife.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would have been better if she was dead.
No, I like that idea, but I just don't think they handled it well. It was like again, they had this idea, you know what would really fuck with people? And they just didn't do anything with it because it makes no – what she did makes no sense.
No, and it's like, who's going to listen to you anyway? You're in – you know, child protective custody, whatever. You know, I don't know how she was able to say, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to kill Emma. And I'm glad they got rid of Emma. I just hated her. I really did. Because it was weird. It's like, you guys are all psychopaths. And, you know, when they were calling, you know, the other psychopaths crazy, it's like, duh.
Well, to be fair, of pretty much everyone in season two, apart from Sean Ashmore, Weston,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. Iceman, Emma was the second most sane person in the whole thing. Because everyone else is just fucking batshit, including Hardy and everyone, because they just all acted completely. Emma at least was the one going, okay, we need to stop doing this. We need to stop acting like fucking... We're crazy, but we're not insane, is basically what she was saying. So,
yeah. You know, it was like over the top. I liked the idea of, this is why you can't have scorch the earth type villains such as Joe. They're just too dangerous. It would have been nice, not a good word. However, the whole idea of how he took over that camp was kind of clever.
Weird. Well, it's a little weird. I was like, this is like, I just, now Rox, okay, you've run several cults, but never been, but never been convicted. Is it really that easy to turn a bunch of people into fledgling killers?
No. Mm-mm.
That's what I figured.
No.
I mean, if anybody.
No, and here's the thing. As somebody going through therapy or has gone through, you know, dealing with dark side stuff, it's honestly crossing the line of wanting to do something and doing something, that's a big step. You know, and that's why you have people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders and stuff, because, you know, they're ordered to do something and it plays on them. So no, it's not, you know, those are just cult people. They just, you know, they were willing to, you know, lay down their lives for that. And I didn't believe that guy is a cult leader at all. He was just like Gomer. It's like you have the cult of Gomer. Really? I didn't understand his cult at all.
See, I would have been actually more impressed if, because they had, you know, the cave of crazy people that were like murderous,
yeah,
crazy
but
people.
But they never. Yeah, but they fed them, you know, fish sticks or something.
Well,
weird.
But what I'm saying is, rather than, oh, I'm just going to take over this entire cult, it wouldn't have made more sense to basically become the behind the scenes guy running it, and then enlist the help of the crazy fuckers who don't care if you're real or not, and get them to, because they want to kill people. Say, guess what? It's your lucky day, and just have the everyone else is sort of a front in front of you and fodder if you need them.
But yeah. That's not Joe, though. Joe has to be front and center in his own little play.
Yeah, I guess.
The thing is, right now, I'm not in it. I don't know if I'll watch another season because it's.
I don't think so.
I think the problem is what next?
He'll break out of jail again.
Well, there's only two things that would at least make me watch the first episode of season three. One is that it was John's theory, number two, but number one was there's a triplet of the. What's his face? Like a Matthew along with Mark,
yeah,
and Luke. Or John was right. John, I think this was you, right? Talk about Lily Gray.
Don't you mean Ringo?
What? No, you're thinking of Zeppo. that Lily Gray was also a twin. Wasn't that you, John?
I may have said something along that lines.
Yeah, I think because remember at the very end, it's like, thank you for coming. I didn't know who else to call, and you don't see who it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I would just enjoy that just for the sheer fuckery of her showing back up, the actress showing back up again as a completely different character.
You know what? You know what threw me though when I was first watching the second season. I kind of figured out.
Was it a giant luchador? Oh, you mean from the television?
No, I saw her when she did a stint on Law and Order SVU, and she spoke French and stuff. So that's how I figured out that she was sort of. I sort of figured out that she was kind of this. Already ahead of time that she was like part of this cult deal. But my thing is
SVU?
Yeah, she did a bit on there. But my thing is what else can they do with this?
Here's the thing. There's no way the problem and it stems with that whole thing about going back to believability and that commentary for Silence of the Lambs. On the commentary, it's like the FBI guy was talking about, like, look, there is no Hannibal Lecter. He was cobbled together, okay? Mm-hmm. The body count alone outdoes any Midsummer Murder, I'll tell you that, for this show. That for anybody to press charges on Joe, it's like if the government wanted to, they would figure out a way of putting him right on death's door, you know, and somehow extra.
Yeah, just declare him an enemy combatant.
Well, no, he's somebody. All right, wait a minute. So he's been in several states, okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So which states have, you know, capital, you know, crime that you could execute them? Was he on death row when at the first season?
No, I don't think he was.
Widge, are you looking that up?
Which one is it again?
Was Joe on death row in the first episode?
I don't think so.
So the problem is where he's been in these two seasons are in states that do not have execution as a punishment.
I don't know.
So when you consider the amount of body counts that he's racked up, it's like, he should be gone. You know, it's like, let's quicken this and, we'll kill you next week. Which will not happen, you know.
Yeah, I kind of wish they had, I kept waiting for it to splinter off so they could set up something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Roderick from season one had basically gotten sick of Joe's shit and splintered off because he was actually effective.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what? He was good. Yes. Roderick was good. And basically it became a pissing contest, of which I mentioned. It's like, it was a great cult. The minute you bring your God into the cult, everybody's going to forget you. And then it becomes a pissing contest. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, it's also, you know, they thought it was going to be this great, wonderful thing, but then they realized that Joe is basically human, and, you know, all he wants to do is write this damn book, and they're expecting to unleash his minions into the world and cause death and destruction. And
I still have, you know what, I was at a financial planning sort of seminar that they do for clients and stuff. So it was like hors d'oeuvres and stuff. And we were talking about the following, and some of the women, it was for women and stuff. And I'm like, and one woman actually brought up, she goes, how would there be a cult based on Edgar Allan Poe? I said, you know, the problem I have with that, there was not one goth in that cult at all. That's how bad that cult is. But you know what, here's somebody I wish they followed up on. Remember the old lady in the first season?
Mm-hmm.
she was a psychopath, but nobody knew. She kind of disappeared. So she could be like the, you know, equalizer. They could actually base a whole series on that one strange lady that was in that cult house. Because, you know, you had to kill somebody to be a, you know, a cult person. And she disappeared. Right?
Or, I guess.
Yeah, I think.
Or she's working at a nursing home.
Or she's with Hydra.
There could be that, yes.
I don't know. The only thing I can think about is, you know, they use, like, some sort of security company wants to cause chaos to make some money, you know, sort of like do the Iron Man 3 deal. So they get Joe out, give him, like, a cult, cause him to cause problem, and they'll say, oh, we'll catch him for a fee. You know, they sort of use him as sort of like you know, manufacture some terrorism on their side to sort of boost their profit margin.
Scott, stick to trying to learn Microsoft.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That wouldn't work.
So what else is going on? What other things are we talking about? Anything else going on?
Is there like a summer movie guide out or anything?
There's summer movies.
We talked about Mad Men a little bit.
I didn't know that was a summer movie.
Well, it's creeping up on it, right?
I guess.
We talked about Godzilla. We kind of mentioned Maleficent. Kind of. That's a full Disney thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason to watch that is Angelina Jolie, so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
With that horn hat. I want that horn hat.
You don't already have it?
No.
Although,
I
must say, the trailer for A Million Ways to Die in the West with Seth MacFarlane looks pretty fucking funny.
Oh, it does look hilarious, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And I will say, okay, so that's May 30th with Maleficent. June 6th, Edge of Tomorrow, I really want to see, because that looks like Tom Cruise's apology for Oblivion, which I'm fine with. Now, John, are you pleased or frightened about 22 Jump Street?
I'm pleased. I'm very, very pleased. I think that they did a great job with the first one. It is what you think it is going in for the first one. And I expect pretty much the same thing. It's just sort of a fun jaunt through comedic thingies. Yes.
And I'm not sure, you know, the How to Train Your Dragon sequel. I hope it's good, but I mean,
did you like the first one?
Did I what?
Did you like the first one?
Oh yes, quite a bit.
What's interesting is that they have a regular television series, so I don't know, and it's all the same actors too, doing the same voices.
But well, this is the Earth 2 How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Or are they doing like the Marvel plan here? Are they having like movies and TV?
Well, at least in Marvel, they split them.
Well, yes, Scott. Seeing as how they have movies and TV, I think their plan would be to have movies and TV. I'm just saying.
Poor Scott.
So yeah, they have a regular cartoon series. So I'm just curious as to how they tie all that together. Or if they do.
They don't.
Okay, rocks.
Just helping you out.
All right, well, good. That's solved. Moving on.
That's right. Let's see.
Well, now, then we have Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Which, considering, again, I liked the first one so much, it was surprisingly good. Like, I went into that expecting nothing. And it was really good. So, I don't know. We'll see. Am I the only one who thinks that Jupiter Ascending, the new Wachowski Brothers thing, looks hopelessly silly?
Yeah. Yes.
But am I supposed to be okay with that or not? Because there is such a place for – I mean, if you think about it, like part of the appeal of Guardians of the Galaxy
– it's totally silly.
Well, yeah, well, it's silly, but it has that sort of hyper 80s sci-fi feel of we're going to put together this band of outcasts and we're going to save the day type of thing.
Yes.
So, but I'm like, okay, that sort of puts a spin on something that I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. To me, Jupiter Ascending seems like the structure of Last Starfighter, but on crack. Now, if that's if that's what they're aiming for, then that would make sense. But if
I thought it was more like, you know, the Hidden Princess deal.
Well, but yeah, but I mean it's sort of that oh well, we found you and you are in essence the chosen one and you will save us type of thing. The only difference being is that, you know, there was a video game involved, and with her it's because she you know, she went down on Natalie Portman. I think that's why she was chosen.
Yeah, she was.
Nobody?
Ew.
Ew. Hello. So,
hey.
What?
Nothing.
I'm looking forward to that Lucy movie, and I didn't know that they actually had drummed up money for Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Yes. Yes.
I liked Sin City.
Sin City was fucking brilliant.
Yes.
Sin City was perfect. Sin City was like the one – I think that was like one – the only 5-star movie I gave that year, 5-star rating.
Wow.
It was brilliant. It was perfect. And what's his face? The guy who looks dirty, plays Marv.
But he died?
Yeah, but see, Rox, in the comics, Marv dies in the first story. So every time you see him, you realize it's taking place before that story.
Okay.
Because part of Frank Miller's deal was, I'm going to kill my protagonist right out of the starting gate to show you that you can't count on anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I liked him as Marv. And man, that whole cast was awesome.
No, the cast was amazing. Mickey Rourke, sorry, I can't think of
Mickey
anybody's.
Mickey Rourke,
so
and
tired, I can't think of anybody's names.
What's his?
Bruce Willis and Clive Owen, and
Frodo and.
Oh yeah.
Lady Hot Guy, the hobo with a shotgun. Rutger Hauer, holy crap!
Very
he is a bum. Yes. Rutger Hauer, he should work more.
Rutger Hauer as the cardinal, that was great.
Yeah.
No, you had Frank Miller was the priest. He was the priest. That was great. Yeah, Elijah Wood. Who knew he could be that fucking creepy?
Yeah.
But.
Who played Yellow Bastard? I forgot.
Nick Stahl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What happened to him? Because he had that whole, because it was like he got his start with Carnival, and then he got into Sin City.
He's been working. He did, I'm looking here. Well, last thing was 2012. He was in an episode of House of Lies and episode of Body of Proof.
All right.
And, well, that would explain it.
What?
He's dead?
Well, he was married to Rose Murphy, an actress, separated, and he was arrested in L.A. for allegedly committing a lewd act in an adult movie store.
All right.
Well, hang on.
You got the internet, and you don't need to do lewd acts.
Scott, hang on. He basically, he apparently has just been disappearing. So, like, he would disappear for, like, an entire day because he's got, like, drug and alcohol problems.
He's Nightcrawler?
Yeah. And,
sounds like it.
Let's see. He was apparently – he checked into rehab, like, in 2012. I don't know anything else beyond that. So.
That's sad. Nick Stahl, sad.
So.
Learn something from – Robert Downey Jr.
Well, maybe he is learning something from Robert Downey Jr. and he's going to wait 15 years and make a huge comeback as a superhero.
I doubt it.
Me too.
Okay.
But no, you're right. I am looking forward to Sin City 2. I hope it is excellent. I see that Step Up is getting a sequel called Step Up All In. I'm assuming that's about poker, but I'm not sure.
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy, August 1st. Lucy's August 8th.
That looks good.
That
looks good.
Expendables 3, which I'm looking forward to because Expendables 2 is actually fun, as opposed to Expendables 1, which was shite.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But yeah,
it was tedious is what it was.
They didn't understand what they had. But with Expendables 2, it was obvious they did. And with Expendables 3, like I said, the very fact that trailer in which they just show everyone like getting in, like standing in a line, and they put all the names up above them, like, to me says that they understand that trailer, as plain as it is better than both of the G.I. Joe movies combined, because that trailer is what the G.I. Joe movies should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But alas. So yeah, that's summer. Fuck, it's happening.
It seems kind of light. Yes.
Well, I mean, yes and no, because you've got let's see, what do you have that is not a huge ass? Well, really, you've got, because even you had Amazing Spider-Man 2, and then May 9th, which has like Chef and also Neighbors in it. Then May 16th is Godzilla. May 23rd is X-Men. May 30th is Maleficent, along with Million Ways to Die. June 6th is Edge of Tomorrow. June 13th is 22 Jump Street and How to Train Your Dragon 2. June 20th is Jersey Boys. And the hell is the Rover? Something with Guy Pearce, okay? That's that post-apocalyptic thing that I have no idea what it is. Okay, that's fine. June 27th is Transformers 4. July 2nd. Now, what's interesting is for July 4th, I don't see – what's your big-ass release then? Because the ones that are Earth to Echo, Delivers from Evil, and Tammy – is it because Melissa McCarthy's in Tammy? Is that it? Surely not. So July 4th is – I guess they're just assuming that Transformers 4 is just going to step on the July 4th second weekend. So July 2nd is really the lightest weekend thus far. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Jupiter Ascending, Hercules, which – I mean, it does have The Rock in it, so it will make some money. Guardians of the Galaxy, Lucy and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles – Expendables 3. So really, Rox, it's not, I don't know that it's light, it's just that there's like each weekend there's pretty much, with the exception of two or three, one standout release that is the tentpole, and then you have a bunch of other smaller releases. And some weekends you don't even have that. I mean, like, you know, Transformers 4, nothing big is opening alongside that.
Right.
Probably the same thing with where's the Yeah, I mean, Godzilla, they're counter-programming with Million Dollar Arm. Well, and A Night in Old Mexico, which I actually want to see.
Oh, were you there for that discussion about Godzilla? How Japan thinks that the new Godzilla is chubby?
Chubby?
Yeah!
And unless I am not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
No, actually, it's a body issue. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find the article.
That's
yeah. Oh, wait, no, I don't want to go to that one. That one's weird.
Well, that must be
oh
bad.
My God.
Scott doesn't want to go to it.
It was weird.
Hold on. Yeah. Japanese it's hold on. Come on, download. Come on. Japan Today is picked up some comments that Japan of Japanese stuff talking about it, and they say that he's an American fatty, that he's a couch potato Godzilla.
Wow.
Okay.
I know, it's like very weird.
That's the pause that refreshes every 15 minutes on Weekend Justice.
That's right.
Wait, can I do whatchamacallit? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can do this without it blowing up.
No, you can't, Scott. You're dealing with Microsoft or something.
Really? I mean, how could it be? Because if you got a guy in a latex suit,
I know. He looks.
Look. I'm just passing this along. I don't know where they're getting this. I'm just passing along.
Let me just be clear to you and our listeners. I am not saying that you are representing the people of Japan, because that would be just really surreal. Okay.
And insulting to the people of Japan.
Bitch.
Oh God. So no, I have no. I that. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know what it is? It's like, where are they?
What?
No, I'm wondering. So they found this by some people that were at an exhibition of the artwork in Tokyo. So this is all about. I'm in Tokyo. I'm here for this thing. Oh fuck! I need to write it up. Let me ask the people that think it's fat. So it's like they quote three or four people. So the entire nation of Japan apparently thinks Godzilla is fat. Because of the comments of three to four people at an exhibition.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Whatever. So.
We've been here for 5 hours. You want to do introductions now?
Oh, sure. We didn't do it last week. Why not?
We didn't?
No, we didn't. Oh. But last time.
Does anyone miss it? Do you even put the introduction song in it if we do introductions?
No.
Where do you put it?
No, I don't put the song if I don't do introductions.
Oh.
So I'm sort of surprised we didn't have any, because Shield's tonight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
We're almost heading towards the summer break, so we might get the rest of the people back.
If possible.
Unless Kim has to watch it again.
Every Tuesday, I'm trying to relive the fun.
That's right. She needs to squee.
She needs to squee.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, so fine. Let's do...
Unfortunately, Tuffley can't deliver.
What, no crickets?
The silence says it all.
John isn't there.
Wait.
Forget it, Scott. Scott, just stop. Just...
Oh, there he is. Okay, I thought he left.
There's who?
John.
He's hiding.
Yeah, he's
hiding his bouncy way.
Is he hiding behind his knob?
Yeah. It's so a wizard staff has a knob at the end.
So does my staff.
Yeah.
And by that, he means his staff infection.
No, by that, I mean my penis.
Oh. All right, fine. We'll go ahead and do introductions, and we'll do them starting now.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
This is the Weekend Justice Podcast here on needcoffee.com, the number one audio internet train wreck, coming to you live and even less live. We're more like dead. We're more like undead. We're wandering, wandering around the woods of Georgia, worried about ticks. So we're here in the Hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League, and I will endeavor to introduce them. Going from my right to your left, we have Scott C. is with us. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Scott, get back in your room! You're not allowed on the hall!
Worst adaptation of Flowers in the Attic ever.
Oh, ew! God. Oh.
Ew! Oh. Not cool! Not cool at all!
Wow.
Ladies.
Wow.
No!
Jeez. Oh my God, you know what? We should do a table reading of that.
Oh God.
Flowers in the Attic.
I'd rather do a table reading of Pragnesia.
Wow.
No, Flowers in the Attic, the first one. We'll skip ahead to the Christmas scene.
Oh God. And that, of course, is Rox's Bass House. Hi, Rox.
Hello.
Hello. And of course, we've got John from the Unique Geek. Hi, John.
Actually a possibility of up to 8 inches now.
When did she say that?
Okay, Rox, I gotta share this with you. So we got done watching the episode of Blacklist in which basically, spoilers of Blacklist, where basically What's-Her-Face, Keen, says, has like lost her husband, tells Red to fuck himself, and like wanders off. Episode ends. Basically, she's discovered that her marriage was a sham, that her husband wasn't her husband at all, that her life as she know it has been basically destroyed. Her father was killed by somebody she's been working with who couldn't be arsed to tell her. Basically, everything is completely fucked. So after we finish the episode, Cosette, there's a beat of perfect timing, and Cosette says simply, she really needs to join a knitting group or something.
Oh my God, I know. Dear God, yes. It's like, geez. I mean, she could fill up at least, I don't know, let's see, with the amount of problems she has, she can go to therapy every day of the week.
She's got 99 problems.
For 3 years.
But a scarf ain't one.
3 years, I know. Yeah. And the weird thing, it's like, really? I mean, she's got the same, I only watch it for Spader.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, she's not falling apart, and it's like, okay, people, right? You know, yes, you're the FBI, but dear God, they threw everything at her except an 18-wheeler, and that's probably next season, and she's got the same look. The same look on everything. You know, real, it's like deer in the headlights.
So by look, do you
mean angry deer headlights?
Should she get a mohawk or something, or?
Kind of. I think it would help.
So are you saying
anger issues?
Are you saying she should be looking more scruffy?
No, she should look more, how shall I say, really stressed out and not holding her shit together.
So not scruffy, but maybe the makeup isn't quite as perfect. The hair is a little...
No, there should be... All right, if you switch over to the following, and what's his name, Mikey, who crossed over that line, you could watch that guy. He's teetering on the edge every single episode after his dad died. Right, Widge?
Yes, and by the way, it's fucking... you know what? I would watch the following season 3 if it was basically centered on him going after some other serial killer.
Yep.
Totally.
Because this guy, he looks like he can't keep his shit together. He's barely holding on to it. And her, it's
her
like
still up.
It doesn't work. You know, she's got all this crap. She loses her dad, and then all of a sudden, no, hey, do this, this, and this. Your marriage is a sham. Holy crap. You know, she should have those welled up eyes like Mikey has every freaking minute. I mean, he looks like he's going to bawl any second, which is amazing because, you know, to keep that amount of liquid in your eyes and stuff and act, that's commitment.
Yeah.
He does injections.
I don't. Ooh. Oh, not near your eye.
It's not Spider Jerusalem.
Gross.
No. Around, I said around your eye. Not
That's just gross. Doing crap with your eyes. Blech. I can't put contacts into my eyes.
So I'd just like to point out that what Rox is really saying is that please, whoever keeps sending her the Blu-rays of On Chien Andalou, stop.
Yeah, please do. Thank you. I will find you, and I will make you stop.
Uh-oh.
Scott, sit up! Quit slouching! This is the only good thing about, you know, this hangout thing is I can see Scott slouch.
That's a good thing?
Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah.
Well, and watch John. You and Jiggly.
Rox, I think you need to join a knitting group.
No.
She's saying that she likes to see me so she can yell at me for slouching.
Yeah. But yeah, knitting group. I don't know if there's one here.
It's worth it just to see the kid sneak up on John and him constantly falling for it.
The problem with like knitting and like stuff like that for me, I would just sit there and just chat away and I wouldn't be really working like I did my entire college, you know,
knitting career?
Time.
Your entire college knitting career?
Yeah, because I would go into like studio time during class and stuff and I would just visit. And then all of a sudden I would do all my artwork off, you know, at different times and then surprise my professor with a ton of work. And they're like, whose is this? It's like, it's mine.
Now,
I didn't think you were working. Really? I know.
Rox, when you say surprise them, is that like you'd stage an impromptu art showing like on their outside second story balcony or?
Oh, yeah. I went to that extent because they were going to fail me, but you know, I had, here you go. Here's the art show.
I can see waking up and you have that da 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 da, and they're stretching and they're putting on their robe and they go to the window. Oh my God! And you're there, and you pop out.
My God, there's an entire art installation on the lawn. What the hell?
And I'll tell you, putting those window washing ledge things on just a two-story house—that's a lot of work. It's an all-night project to do.
Oh wow, John has a tiara.
How do we do this? How do we do? Is that another app?
Stop.
John.
I don't know how to stop it.
I am Jack's utter lack of surprise.
This Google Hangout is too much fun.
He's totally faffing, isn't he?
Faffing?
What the heck is what?
Oh, bounce. What? I see what you mean. It's that bounce. He's like,
yeah, I know. It's creepy. They tell them, they're like, Dad, stop doing that. We're eating. God, John, stop. That's just
I'm so
creepy.
Glad. I'm so
no
glad
wonder you're no longer a scoutmaster.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Damn.
Just damn.
I did say I was feeling better.
One of these days, maybe, I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but one of these days we should open up this to the general public for people to watch.
What?
Are you crazy?
John, can we like open these up to like for people to not to participate in but to watch?
No, we can.
Oh, like we.
You just like people watching,
strange,
don't you?
Like, I didn't say anything
oh,
about
like we used to do it.
I said can.
I don't know. That's dangerous.
That's a witch call.
Yeah.
Who
would be distracted by Mighty Bill? Shout out.
But we could do that for 250, couldn't we?
Technically, they couldn't communicate with us.
Oh my God! What number are we on anyway?
215.
216.
We got time.
Oh, we got some time.
Well, the last one that came out was 215.
That would make this one 216, Scott.
Oh my God! So we need to make
just go back to fast.
So
wait,
is this
the 216 to Yuma, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I thought that was
at least tomorrow to Clarksville. Yeah.
Rock
so okay, so the Monkees are touring, yeah. With Mike Nesmith. Did I hear that? I don't know anything about music, but you know.
Yeah, I think that was mentioned somewhere. Yeah. I mean not somewhere as in somewhere on the planet, because it's a little broad, but I'm talking about I thought maybe when Tuffley and or Rob were on here, that might have been mentioned, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Aren't you a music guy?
I am a music guy, but I've been sort of out of the loop.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
you kind of fail by not saying something with conviction, John. Nobody's going to believe you now.
Which?
That you're a music guy.
John's not talking.
Which?
Who?
John's not talking.
Which?
Widgelet.
Oh.
What?
I was confused.
Oh, did I say John, not Widge?
That's okay. I just immediately went, why is she talking to John?
Oh. All right. God.
Yeah, why talk to that bum?
All these nom de plumes that we have. You know, we just play ourselves.
I know. I I'm not a Widge in real life, but I do play one on the internet. Believe it
or not, or else.
So,
oh my God. Okay. So we can now, it's almost close, right?
What is
mosey saunter?
Well, we could, but you know what we need to do first?
What?
We need to wave goodbye to Mr. Bob Hoskins.
Oh yeah.
Why are you going to bring us all down?
Because it's Bob Hoskins. Bob Hoskins, who, can I just say, this is how badass Bob Hoskins was and still is in some alternate universe where he's still kicking ass, is that, honestly, when I saw him in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I was much, much younger. I just assumed that was him. You know what I mean? I did not realize he was British actor extraordinaire until much, much later. And yeah. it was like, oh, fuck. You yeah, really he, are good.
He was doing the British actor plays American before it was cool.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Someone's about to get a smackdown.
Wow. What the hell?
That was where... Never, fuck it.
I don't know. There were others that did it.
Fuck all of y'all. Yeah, but not like every other British actor now.
Well, okay, here's the... well, this is true. No, he really did at least, you know, somebody salt of the earth type. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you that.
So, but yeah. So, Bob Hoskins. What a badass.
Yeah.
Moment of silence, or...
I don't know.
I'll just edit one in. Or,
yeah, because we don't want to take that chance.
Or people can just have that moment of silence that they keep in their hearts. Then there it was. So yeah, sure. Do we want to mosey into the strange fern-encrusted alcove that is recommendations?
Yeah, and Scott will go first.
Okay, Scott goes first. Yay!
What's out there?
Are you saying you don't have anything?
Wow.
Even I have something.
Rox, you always have something.
During the last 6 months, it's been tight.
Even days. I have something.
Holy shit.
Not really.
Pass.
Oh!
Well, this is
not... You don't even have a book you haven't read?
This is not... This is not $20,000 pyramid or something. You get just pass.
You haven't read.
I'm trying to think.
I fucking hate your guts. I do like that one.
Scott, you don't have like a handy dandy, like something nearby. Look at that.
Oh, careful, Rox. Careful.
What?
He might have something.
Never mind.
Handy dandy nearby.
Oh, I do have something. I was wrong.
And unless I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
No. I picked up the – it was out a little while ago, but I finally got the audio version of it. Whitey Bulger, the story of the infamous Boston –
And unless I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
Crime boss. And how he basically ran Southie for a number of years, then disappeared, and how he was actually an FBI informant. Of course, he denies it because he doesn't want to be known as a snitch, but he really was. And it's really interesting because he isn't your typical mob guy. You know, he didn't drink to excess. He exercised. He read books. So he was a little bit more, what's the word?
Rotund?
No, actually, he wasn't rotund. He was actually in pretty good shape for a while there. But he was, you know...
Mauve?
He tried to project this image of being, like, a good bad guy. You know, sort of like a Robin Hood type thing. Of course, he was also incredibly racist and killed people indiscriminately and all this stuff. So it's... And the FBI pretty much ignored his entire criminal activities because they thought he was giving them stuff on the mafia. And it was just amazing, you know, the stuff that went on with the FBI and him. So it's really an interesting read on a guy who is a lot of contradictions, but sort of a end of an era because most of South Boston has gone from being like an Irish ethnic neighborhood to being, you know, really gentrified and shit. So it's an interesting look at the past and stuff like that. So it's an interesting read. You should pick it up.
And what was it called again?
Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger.
Yes.
That's very nice.
I haven't done the thing yet, you... God damn it. And I'm done. Dong.
Although, see, to that's... be fair, Whitey Bulger is in some cultures is synonymous with dong.
Yeah.
All right, Rox, what have you got?
I have, oh my gosh, so I have for the next, I don't know, 2 months, the New Yorker magazine subscription. then it ends. And in it is a new story. I think it's an unpublished story by Shirley Jackson. Woo! We all love Shirley Jackson.
Yeah.
Here she is. I think it's Man in the Woods or something. Anyway, I read it last week, and it's really good. It's one of those really cool creep ones. And she is a master of the creepiness. I mean, pretty much, you know, what Joyce Carol Oates does really well, you know, Shirley has done a magnificent job. For anybody that has read her stuff, you know, everybody reads The Lottery, but her other stuff is really good. We've Always Lived in the Castle, Follow Me. Anyway, I've had on my shelf for quite a while. This is two of them. What people don't know about Shirley Jackson, she was and John, you know, or Wid, you know that writing humor is really hard. She could write humor.
Because I've never done it successfully.
Okay. So I'm reading Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. And it's part autobiography of her time in Vermont with four children and her husband. And it's really interesting when she goes off to the hospital to have her third child, Sally. She actually packs cognac into her suitcase and stuff because it was the time. It was 1950s, 60s. And, you know, people smoked in the hospitals. And basically, you had children to get away from the children you had at home because it was 10 days that you got to hang out in a hospital. And, you know, her, you know, the woman in this book, which I guess is Sally or Shirley, you know, is looking forward to rest and relaxation for 10 days after giving birth. So she can smoke and drink cognac and stuff. It's she gets the whole gist of, you know, how kids are, you know, at a certain age, you know, where the personalities come into play, kids getting into trouble and stuff, and pretty much how to, you know, dictate or not cause total mayhem in the house. Like one scene, the two older kids, though they're, let's see, so it was Sally, Janny feeds the baby a spider and she eats it. And of course the mom wakes up to hearing singing, baby ate the spider, baby ate the spider. So, you know, she springs into action. Like, what happened? Oh, she ate a spider. Okay, well, who fed it to her? Well, I don't know. So anyway, pick that up. Summer reading, spring reading, whatever. So Shirley Jackson. She's back. Apparently, her children found some unpublished stories and stuff.
Cool.
So should look forward to that. Done.
Awesome. Thanks, Rox.
You're welcome.
All right, John, what have you got?
So I've got Paul Peterson's Smash Up. It's a Smash Up game. It's a what they call a shuffle building game. We bought this last week and we've enjoyed it. We actually bought it with the expansion pack. The idea is you get take two different decks of 20 cards, and they're like aliens, ninjas, dinosaurs, maybe, apes, spies, all sorts of different things. And each one of them has sort of different powers. You take two decks and you shuffle them together, and then you try to smash up the bases. It's fairly simple gameplay, but the interesting part of it comes into play when the different combinations you can make. So, you know, you have aliens and ninjas, and like ninjas can assassinate or kill your minions, and aliens can teleport your minions away. And it's just a really fun game. It's a best played. It says 2 to 4 players. I believe if you buy the expansion pack, I didn't look. I did buy the expansion pack, but let me see if it says anything there. But it's better with the more players that you have, it'll move the pacing will go a little faster than with just two, because when you get two people, you're both kind of know what the other is thinking. I believe if you, it doesn't say here, but if you buy the science fiction double feature expansion, which is the one that I bought, it will, you can actually probably move up to probably five or six players, I would imagine. But it's best with at least four players. Two players is not as exciting as, or it doesn't have as much strategy involved as the four players do. But anyway, that's by AEG Games, and I'm done. Because you know what? I bought that by going to needcoffee.com/Amazon. And you know what? It cost me exactly $0 more than it would have normally.
That's because you, John, are a scholar and a gentleman.
Well, I'm one of those two things, and neither of them.
But no, John is absolutely correct. If you go to needcoffee.com/Amazon, or you can also go to one of the search engine things on the right-hand side of the Need Coffee website. But needcoffee.com/Amazon is easy to put a shortcut to. You can use that link, go to the front page of Amazon like you went to the front page of Amazon, because you have. And anything you buy during that session, we get kickbacks for, which helps us do things like, oh, say, pay for the server, which is nice. So, yes, all of you who do that, you are all awesome human beings. And I've personally asked Rox to spare you when the revolution comes. I can't guarantee it, but I've at least made the entreaty.
I'll write a note.
Thank you.
At least keep the fat Godzilla away from us.
Yes. Well, you know, if he gets in front of a giant funhouse mirror, then he'll be exactly the right size.
Do you think that if he sees himself in the mirror, he'll have bad self-esteem, bad body image, and just kind of go back in the ocean and
soak away? He'll still stomp a building.
He's not fat, he's big boned.
It's genetics.
Yeah.
Mutated genetics, but genetics.
Well, that's what you get for trying to create a Godzilla out of what you found in a thing of amber.
Yeah.
So yes, fat. Now I really liked what was it? Remember when Godzilla really slimmed down to play a emaciated Godzilla in The Machinist?
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird and creepy. It's like, oh, you know, a dinosaur shouldn't be that skinny.
Especially when you consider that, you know, some of them have actually two brains, one on the tail.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of energy, you know. So anyway, yes, my recommendations. First of all, speaking of Godzilla, there's apparently coming out this week a ton of releases of Godzilla films. A lot of them Blu-ray, some of them DVD. Yep. So if you've been wanting to, because I think – they tend to go, like, I think, what was it, ADV had them for a while, and but so, I mean, they come in and out of print, but this is a time to get them now if you want to. The other thing I would recommend is, and this is an iPhone app. I don't know if it's available on Android. I'd be surprised if it wasn't, but it is called Barcode Alarm. Now, because when I do actually deign to sleep, tend to sleep, yes, it happens. It's every other Thursday for about an hour. Because I sleep so hard, because I'm bad at sleeping. I'm fine if I can just wake the fuck up, if I can just get up and get out of bed and remain, you know, standing for like 30 seconds, something like that. I can generally wake up. But otherwise, I just.
Oh my God! You know, people. Let me tell you how bad it is at the
midnight. Oh God! Okay? Go ahead.
Both him and his wife have like, I don't know, five alarm clocks.
No. That's all
I'm
me.
I'm not fucking kidding.
That's
it's
all
like,
me. That's not her.
What is this called again?
Five fucking alarm clocks.
That's the name of the app. God, it's called five fucking. No. To be fair, for Cosette's to defend Cosette, she has one. I have five or six.
Oh my God! And they get progressively worse. And it's like, oh, you can't hear this. I'm in the other room, and I'm like, dear God, I had to text Megan or Cosette to say, hey, call him. I will respond if you call him. So there's your app. Just call.
Rox, you'll appreciate
this. Alarm? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, Rox, you'll appreciate this. So barcode alarm, basically the deal is you can set up an alarm that will only turn off when you scan the barcode of a particular item.
Oh, my God. Where are the potatoes? Where are the fucking potatoes?
Yeah, well here's what's funny.
No, here's your problem, Widge. You don't even hear the fucking alarm.
No, but I will wake up for this because it is annoying as fuck. And even if you cannot turn the program off, it will turn itself back on. Even if you switch it to vibrate, it will vibrate every 3 seconds until you do something. Once it goes off, you have to scan the barcode or it will just drive you up the fucking wall. So, I have a couple of them set.
That item the next time I'm there.
I have two of them set. The first one is the shaving cream that is in my bathroom.
You just told me.
Yeah, and the second one is I have a pint of Ben & Jerry's in the freezer scanned. So if the first one doesn't wake me up, the second one will.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, just ate it.
Sneak into Widge's house, find those items, and hide them on him.
I know. That's what I just said. Fool, you just told me.
I am not seeing it in the Google App Store, so.
No, shit. What's funny, though, what I would like, though, and I need to actually write them and give them a suggestion, is you need a master override. So, like, let's say.
Yeah.
I've woken up.
Rox override. It's like, okay, if she's in your house, we have to override it.
Yeah. But it's like, so let's say I've woken up. I woke up early, which happens. I come down to my. It happens. I sleep like shit sometimes. I'll like wake up, 90 minutes after I go to sleep and be like, ah! So.
Have you ever gotten like a sleep study or anything like that?
Have I ever got a sleep study? What? A
sleep study?
No, because I just read the Cliff Notes.
Basically, he likes this life. Staying up all night.
You know, like, never growing old, staying up all night, you know, like Lost Boys.
Hey, when does that Jake Jarmusch movie come out? With the vampires. It's got John Hurt in it. When's that come out?
I thought it was out.
I
mean, Only Lovers Left Alive?
Yeah,
that looks kick-ass.
I think it's limited or out.
Is it? That looks kick-ass, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Bringing back real creepy vampires who are hip.
Yeah, it's even just less creepy than just... To me, it's like, well... We've been alive so long. What the fuck do we do?
Yeah, that's what I've always said. Sorry.
Vampires who don't have the internet.
Sorry. Back to whatever you were touting.
What was I? Let's say Rox has just come in and like used all the shaving cream and tossed it out the window. You need an override barcode that's like that you can't easily get to, but in the event of some sort of fuck up, you need to be able to use it because you can set an alarm and set it so that it will go off.
Let me ask you this question. Let's say that,
and the override is finding, oh my God, because this is what happens at the Winch house, is he gets rid of the DVD boxes, so make sure that the override is Lion in Winter DVD box.
Oh, Jesus.
That, you know, it's been thrown away.
Trying to find the back cover on like eBay or something to scan it off the screen.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd like to see that.
Now, what happens if you just turn off your phone?
I don't think you can. I've not tried it. Seriously, you can do the thing where you can end a program on the iPhone and it will start itself back up again. It is not fucking around. It is like, no, scan the fucking thing or I will drive you insane. You know what it is, Rox? It's the alarm equivalent of Colm Feore from Storm of the Century. Give me what I want and I'll go away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or those damn carolers at Christmas time that want figgy pudding.
Well, off, Iggy Poeting.
See, what you're supposed to do, though, John, is you're supposed to just have a boiling pot of it, like, on the ramparts. And when they ask for it, you just give it to them.
Yeah, that's why I have that.
Give it to them good.
Window cleaning ledge thing out in front of my house. Just for the figgy, hot figgy pudding. Ready to douse on strangers.
When defending Spaz House, make sure to have figgy pudding on hand.
Yes.
Molten figgy pudding.
Because nobody understands that.
No. It's just such a basic principle of home defense.
Mm-hmm. Because nobody understands custard either. Yeah.
That's true.
It gets all over. It's like, you know, cats and cotton candy or something.
God
forbid you use a boulange.
So the other day, I did try some battered deep fried bacon.
Where?
Is it Golden Corral of all places?
Wow, Golden Corral, Golden Trough.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Okay.
It's like it's an upscale trough. I think that's how it's the genre of restaurant.
And was it good?
No, not really. I think maybe a different kind of batter, perhaps.
Like a beer batter?
Oh, yeah. Beer. Now you're talking. Now you're like a bourbon barrel beer batter.
Yeah.
Like something else that starts with a B.
So did they use, like, pancake batter?
I don't know.
Was it sweet?
Slightly. But only slightly.
Well, I mean, wouldn't pancake batter be appropriate for bacon?
Well,
now, if you like put it on a griddle and do it, maybe not deep fried, but if you did it on a griddle.
Excuse me.
Scott, stop that.
Sorry we're keeping you up, Scott.
No, gosh. You have one job. You have one job. Hey,
Scott, maybe you should have a sleep study.
Yeah.
I should. It's been a while.
What time does your grandmother wake you up to start chores?
My grandmother does not wake up. No,
your grandmother doesn't wake up. Is that what you said?
Oh my God!
Wow, Scott.
Like final season of Bates Motel up in here.
Your final sleep, Gran. Good night.
To what?
Oh my God! Okay, Scott. Okay, you can be in the Medea film as long as you can talk like Liberace.
Wow.
That's the only way you can be in my play, my table reading.
Oh dear.
And you have to wear, you know, that spangly shirt if you still have it.
Oh, don't worry, I still had it. I had it for the final skit of our last show. I was in the sparkly shirt.
Okay. He was trying out for an all male version of Dazzler the movie.
Actually,
we had queer versions of Frank Sinatra songs.
Oh, look at John. I think he's looking at porn.
I'm so glad that I don't have the camera on, because I don't want to see John's whitey bulger.
What are you talking about? Do you really make that face? I'm so sorry for your wife.
Wow.
I think that's something you have to ask the wife.
It's more like this.
Like, I've heard of an O face, but not an O with an umlaut face.
Wow.
How does that even work?
It's a colon face.
Whoa.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know either. But if it had 18 wheels, it would be a semicolon face. And then we'd have ourselves a
colon. We don't care about the semicolons. No one understands semicolons.
No one?
I do, but only in terms of winky face.
Unless I'm not mistaken, that's a sexual reference?
Yes.
Winky is like from Wizard of Oz?
No. You know, wink. The wink.
The wink.
The smiley.
Wink the...
No.
Soft drink.
No. Like, oh my God, no. Like Wink Martindale.
No.
No? Do you know who...
No, you know the... Never mind. What do I...
Why are you here?
I don't know.
A nudge as good as a Wink Martindale to a blind bat.
What's wrong with Wink Martindale? He was an okay guy.
No, that's not what I'm talking
Scott?
About. You know how you have the smiley face with the colon, the dash?
Just stop, Scott.
Well, Wink Martindale's still around.
Yeah, I know. Scott's trying to infer something else.
No.
Rude, Scott. What's wrong with Wink Martindale?
I know. He made a career as a game show host. Why are you trying to take him down?
He did tic-tac-toe, for God's sake.
Yeah, Scott. God, just trash that comes out of your mouth. Ruining people's careers. Just willy-nilly-like. Did I say I was feeling better?
Yes.
I'm amazed you actually said willy-nilly.
Hmm. Yeah. Especially in front of John and Scott.
So in front of me, it's okay.
John, stop that.
What?
He's doing that bouncy thing again.
Oh, well.
Never mind.
What's really scary is he doesn't have a lock on that door, so anybody could walk in.
I know. I still think he should get one of those, you know, real estate license locks.
I just got to get a deadbolt on this side.
Oh, yeah, but I know, but the kids can take your alcohol. We were discussing that earlier. What are you going to do when they become teenagers? Where are you going to move? Where are you going to move that liquor wall?
I'm going to do this thing that I call trust them.
Uh-huh. They're going to live outside. You've just moved outside, son.
Sure.
Here's a tent.
They're already sneaking up on you.
I know.
They're just practicing. That's what it is practicing stuff when they finally get that shiv ready.
Oh, wow.
And they take it out.
Scott, I have news for you. Your grandmother has one.
She doesn't need one. She was a nurse. She knows exactly what drugs to get to kill me, and they'll never find out how.
Okay.
You heard it here first, folks.
So, no, that's... Yeah, she doesn't need anything. She doesn't need anything as crude as a shiv.
She's already tried to poison you? Is that what you're trying to infer?
Unfortunately, no. She cooks healthy, so there's no poison at all.
Really?
Unfortunately, your grandmother has not attempted to murder you. How is that unfortunate?
Yeah.
For us.
So you go out beyond the house to indulge, right? And I use that word in a broadest sense.
Now, by that, are you talking about some sort of golden trough?
It could be anything.
No, I'm actually getting better. I'm actually getting better into exercise. I'm actually walking 30 minutes a day now, so...
I walked 3.5 hours the other day, Scott.
Yeah, but do you do it every day?
No, it's a special occasion, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm trying to do 30 minutes every day because I do want to lose some weight because I'm huge. And I need to not be huge because it could kill me.
Uh-huh. What's up? Wow, okay. We're not sure what that was all about. Okay.
Worst mashup ever.
I know.
No, just... this would be the worst. Never mind.
Oh, God.
No.
Please, no. No.
Oh, I want to...
Oh, Jesus.
That is an
abomination.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not participating in this. You ruined it.
And you know what's really creepy is John taking that bouncy thing going.
I feel dirty.
That, my friend, is the worst mashup ever.
God.
So all I,
way.
All I can say is that if Scott was a game show host, he would be Wince Martindale.
You're damn straight. That was wrong. John, what? That was wrong. I hope your kids do shiv you.
You're dealing with a fucking international cult of weirdos.
Wow, when did you say that?
We were talking about the following at some point.
Oh, okay.
No, we weren't. We were talking about this podcast.
I know.
It's just so applicable to most of
us. Cult of weirdos.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Well, yes.
We are over 3 hours.
Did you get, remember did you get my now, direct message? Scott?
You what?
Did you get my direct message?
Which one?
About the new post.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Widge.
Okay.
Widge.
Hey, John.
Did you get my indirect message?
Yes, I did. It was bounced off of the moon.
No.
Did you get my message in a bottle?
I got your message in a bottle, yeah.
Okay.
Your message in a bottle, yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Did you send an SOS to the world?
I did. I did, actually. I hope that someone finds it.
This is our SOS. This show. They listen to it, and they know we need help, and lots of it.
It's just so gross.
Oh, hell. I'm so glad I can't see what's happening. Dear listeners, we are protected from whatever has melted the eyes of Scott and Rox, a la
it burns.
Second actually, half of Day After.
Or like
my God, yes.
The thing is, I love the way Google Hangout does like Witch's face. It's like Big Brother is looking at you with the whatever every time he talks. It's very
intimidating,
but in a good way.
It's like the slowest.
Ooh, radiate.
It's like the slowest Black Bolt scream ever.
So, Witch, this video is actually going to be available if you want to.
Scott, why are there no
posted?
Pictures on the wall?
Set fire to it. What?
Can you not put pictures on the wall?
Who?
You.
Well, he does sometimes, Rox, but then his grandmother bitches at him for, like, drawing on the wall in crayon.
No, this wall doesn't have pictures, but there are
Why
pictures.
Not?
Because he's carving a bas-relief into it.
You know what? It looks like you're a hostage and doing one of the hostage videos.
Okay, hold on.
blink twice.
Blink
if you're okay.
For the message. Oh my God, that's on the door. It looks like one of those
Hold
escape.
On. It's not on the door.
From a hotel.
That's actually. I don't know if you can see it.
Scott, that's a picture of you.
Yes, Rox. When I was a small child.
Why do you have that?
Because my grandmother put it there. So that's saying.
That's
there.
The only picture in that room.
No,
oh
I'm not done yet.
Floor too. In
no,
a
I'm not done yet. God damn it! Hold on.
I don't know. I'm getting Rox, sick now. Oh Rox, my God! This is like Blair Witch.
Not
Scott
again.
Room, that's Blair Witch.
Hey, Rox.
Scott. Yes.
This is the worst proof of life ever.
I know. And then there's this creepy bookcase
with some sort of weird mask on top.
I know. This is evidence for we need to send to the FBI.
He very well might be a serial killer.
Did you vacuum? You didn't even vacuum the floor.
What do you mean I vacuumed?
Was that a bong over there?
Scott, don't put the camera up to your face like that. That's scary.
Can you see up my nose?
Yes. Gross.
Oh, my God. Is that Hoffa?
Yeah, I think so. Hoffa was in Tallahassee for a meeting with Leonard Nimoy, apparently.
I see. And were you in attendance, Rox?
Well, I was nearby. Okay, oh, Scott. All right, send your message out to your loved ones.
Your SOS to the world.
Come on, Scott.
So,
I told you, the SOS is this show.
Scott, I mean, look at your shirt, and you haven't shaved. You look like you're a hostage. Doesn't he, John?
I concur.
Doesn't he really? He looks like a hostage right now. At least I'm festive. I have this lovely robe and everything. And, you know, I showered before the show.
I like it.
What do you mean?
Weird because I shower after the show. And I shower again immediately following that shower.
I shower in the middle of it. I take you guys in there with me. Why do you think there's no video?
Yeah, I go in to steal your shaving cream, too.
No wonder. No wonder I can never sleep again.
That's right. So, Scott, how much millions are you worth? How many tens of dollars are you worth?
Oh, please.
I'd like to point everyone to our Kickstarter for...
to save Scott. Your homework next time, Scott. Put a picture up or something. You know that? What is that thing on the wall? Right? Is that like a bong?
What?
That's what I asked too.
You know, nobody uses CDs anymore. That CD case to the.
What I would love is.
What is that? What is that on top of the case?
Scott just posted a picture of himself looking.
Hold on. It is.
Licking a bird.
It's.
What is that?
What the orange thing?
Yeah. Well, it looks amberish.
Either it's a bong or we really don't want to know.
It's supposed to be a replica of a Star Trek bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it closer to the picture.
Hold on.
I don't know that you want rocks. What are you asking for?
Rocks, oh God.
Please, God. Please, dear God, do not do this.
Well, he's wearing pants. It's okay.
Worst 3D horror movie ever.
Oh, okay, so it's a. Do you put anything in it?
Whoa!
As far as liquid, oh.
Turn on your flashlight, do do do. Let it shine wherever you go.
What did I walk into?
We've been here 3 hours. There's no walking in on this.
Previously on The Walking Scott.
We've just raised $6 for Scott's freedom.
Is that going to be the new May Day thing?
Yes.
Raising money for my freedom.
That's right.
Freedom.
Yes. You know what? Hey, guess what, Scott?
Your
grandmother has paid me $100 to keep you there.
Which is why the door is glued shut.
That's right.
It's a new series about Scott C. on Twitter. It's called The Unfollowing.
And that's the coda.
Wait, well, we have it. Well,
we never say goodbye.
We just juggle it around.
I know we do. Well, listen, since we've basically come to the end of another episode of Weekend Justice, I think we should take that moment to sort of pseudo-congratulate ourselves for surviving when so many others have fallen by the wayside to be eaten by langoliers and hyenas. So we should take that moment to pat ourselves on the back and say, quite proudly, man thing.
Man thing.
To be honest, though.
Man thing, even though I think like man wolf. But
I think it should be more like person thing because this is the 21st century.
Yeah. So was man thing Marvel or guy, DC?
Right? No, it's Marvel. Oh. It's basically like them ripping off.
So Spider Person and Super Person?
Hey, I saw an article just now about somebody wanting Kraven as a villain because he's really, really bad and crazy. Scott, step away from that. Just back away.
Hey, you know what, Rox? There you go. Season 3 of The Following should be about Kraven.
My God. John's bouncing and Scott's like trying to... Stop! We just all need to walk away. Just let's all... Just walk away.
It's probably for the best.
I think so.
Yep.
Scott's staring at me.
Well, he does that. Well, he's been in prison for a while, so.
Well, you know what? He's going to still stay there. He won't be back for 2 weeks.
Worst old boy remake ever.
Yeah.
Well, even worse than the Spike Lee one?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Can we go now? How do we undo this?
The Legion of Superheroes version is called Old Lad. Sorry.
How do we get out of the hangout? Do we have like a rope ladder?
How do we get out?
There's a hang up button right at the top.
Do we eat our way out?
There's a hang-up button right at the top.
Where is it?
Over, oh, wait, I see it.
Your picture.
Oh, stop. Just don't. I'm going to call your grandmother.
Give me just a minute while I clarify.
Your Weekend Justice number 216, Lay Off the Twinkies, Godzilla, was a production of NeedCoffee.com. The show is engineered and produced by John Boutel. The league roster for this podcast was, in order of how many times they've stepped on something and pretended it was a building, John Boutel, Rocks of Spaz House, Scott C., and Serve. This episode was directed by Alan Smithy from a script by Din Drain and Doc Ezra, with additional material by Steve Martin and Edmund Goldman. All rocket punches were received by me, Widget Walls. Special thanks to everyone who sponsors the site and makes shows like this possible. If you've already set up your easy reoccurring micropayment at needcoffee.com/support, then you have the power to summon Mothra. If you haven't given, though, it's never too late. Go to needcoffee.com/support and throw some coins in the virtual tin. Thanks in advance for doing it. It really helps us out. And now, here's the coda.
How's that?
That's awesome, Scott.
Yay.
You also have to turn it on, I think.
What?